You entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
He brought him in because he was loyal as hell. He worked his ass off, and he did what the president wanted him to do for a very long time. But even that notion, hey, he did me a favor, so I gave him a job. He's weak. If you don't admit to a lie, then you're strong. If you turn with the government, then you're a rat. This is not the way a high elected official is supposed to talk. It's the way guys talk to me when they're wearing orange jumpsuits and explaining why they got done wrong.
Gosh, every time I'm forced to talk about this story, a kitten dies. Welcome back. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. Friday. What? It's not, but it feels like that. It should. I just am so, gosh, this story. I'm going to just, like, roll down the latest because there's been some developments in it, and then we're going to talk about everything else. Because it's, well, though Steve says if there were fewer cats, he wouldn't complain. So, yeah, I'm not.
That's not right, Steve.
He can do what he wants. The boy can do what he wants.
Make it right.
Anyway, so this, all of the, nobody really knows what the hell Mueller is doing. Can we just say that right off the bat? Nobody knows what the hell this guy's doing. He also looks like he should be one of the lawyers in Law and Order. Remember Fred Thompson, the guy who I really liked and fell asleep during his campaign?
He looks a little bit like Sam Donaldson a little bit.
He's like Sam Donaldson's older brother.
Right.
And that has to be convinced to get the Old Glory insurance because of the robots. Like it's Sam Waterston, not Sam Donaldson. You're thinking of the guy with the Lego hair. Remember Sam Donaldson?
We're
starting the show off like this. He had the Lego hair that you just snapped on. Snap on. Snap off. That's not how that goes, but you get it. Anyway, but he does. Now, I'm never going to get that out of it. He looks like Sam Waterston's older brother who's angsty and cynical and is very legalistic, whereas Sam Waterston still looks like a lovable guy. I mean, I don't know. Nobody knows what he has, though. That's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, my gosh, he's going to do this. Oh, my gosh, guys, this is what is going to happen. And then you have all the cable TV pundits. Guys, this is what he's going to do. Nobody knows what he's going to do. Gosh, I don't even care. At this point, I want them to find collusion because I'm so tired of hearing about it. I want them to find something. I want them to find something because I'm so tired of hearing about it. I have been promised over and over and over again. Right? Golly. I'm tired of hearing about it. I want to see something. I want to see just something. So the latest with this, and let me pull this up. My friend Andy McCarthy, by the way, if you have not, he's got a great piece that you need to read. Because Michael Cohen, who I've always made fun of consistently for over, a year and a half now on the show. I've made fun of this guy consistently. I don't like him, and I think I'm a good judge of character. I'm not judgmental, but I can judge you, so yes. But it's not mental, judgmental. You know, I'm just like, you seem like you're a shady dude, right? That's just observant. That's called being observant, not judgmental. There's a difference, right? It's like, that car is green. Oh, that's me observing what color the car is. It's not me being judgmental about the quality of the color, the paint job, or, you know, if it should be an emerald green, or if it's like a sticky hospital, you know, green, or if it's like a Sinclair gas station green. It's just green. I'm just being observant, right? That's just how it is. He always came across as a shady guy. That's not being judgmental. It's being observant. Well, he pled guilty this morning to making false statements to Congress about his efforts to build a Trump Tower complex in Moscow called the Moscow Project. So basically, from what I understand, is that it comes down to timing, and there's still no proof of any kind of collusion to rob an election. There's just not. Everything has been on a technicality. That does not prove your original claim, y'all. I mean, now here's the thing. I'm going to pause this for a minute. If they really wanted to actually investigate real, actual Russian collusion, they could do that with the other person that was running the campaign, because that was legit. And I want to go through that really quickly. Not right now, but here in a moment. That was actual collusion. That was not collusion. That was conspiracy. There's collusion and conspiracy. Like, Kane and I right now, if we go on break, we could talk so much crap about Steve. Or Steve and I could talk so much crap about Kane the next time he walks out of the studio. That's collusion. Is it illegal? No! It's not illegal. Does it make something in good judgment? It depends. I mean, if what we're saying are observations, you know, that's one thing. But, like, Kane cheating on his keto diet. Like, Steve and I could talk about that 6 ways to Sunday. Like, gosh, can you believe him? He says he's keto.
Let's not talk about Steve's hate for cats or anything.
Totally. Yeah, or, you know, well, I also don't like them. So you don't have anybody to gossip to. But anyway, the point is that it's collusion. It's not illegal. But, like, if we were talking about how we were going to kill Steve, that's conspiracy. Because we're talking about doing something illegal. You get it? There's differences. But nuance is dead. We live in an era where if I simply say, you know what? Waffles are so delicious. Someone screams at me, why do you hate pancakes? Why do you hate crepes? I don't. I just... But you didn't say anything about the pancakes and crepes. But I just was because I was only talking about waffles. You see what I mean? Nuance is dead. So, Andy McCarthy, back to my point. Don't even get me started on French toast. If it's not made with Texas toast, it ain't French toast. And if it ain't bathed in an egg bath, egg wash, no, uh-uh. Freedom toast. Andy McCarthy's piece, titled Trump Tower Meeting Silently Looms Over Cohen's False Statements Plea, is, you got to read it. It's a must read. Because I think Andy has a brilliant way of taking something that could get really into the weeds legally. You know how you listen to some people talk about a particular issue that kind of deep dives and your eyes start glassing over and you really didn't hear what the hell they said? I do this almost all the time. Like, if it's boring to me, my eyes just glass over. If people, you know, when people start talking about football, my eyes glass over. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to pretend. I mean, I know people would love for me to be a huge football person, but I'm like, yeah, go Cowboys, because I live in Dallas. But I do get into it when I'm there. Anyway, long story short, Andy has a fantastic way of distilling everything down to a very simple to understand way of looking at a very complex, what could be a complex legal issue, depending on how Mueller wants to go about it. And nobody knows what the hell that guy's doing. I just want to reiterate that. I want to read this one part because I think that this is fabulous, that how he gets into it. First, he says that Mueller is not ending the investigation. Because the suspected crime cannot be established. I really want to bold and underscore that, even though Andy didn't. He's not ending the investigation, even though the suspected crime cannot be established. So now he's apparently, Andy writes, determined to prove collusion that is not criminal, however nefarious it may be made to appear. The prosecutor's objective appears to show, A, that ties between Donald Trump and the Russian regime were more elaborate than Trump has let on, and B, that the Russian regime offered to help Trump, the Trump campaign, in the form of information that would be politically damaging to Hillary Clinton, and the Trump campaign knowingly and eagerly accepted the offer, i.e. collusion to affect the outcome of the election. Full stop right here, because holy hell. Holy H-E double hockey sticks. Holy hail, H-I-I-L. Can I rephrase? Can I just... The Trump campaign, that they to get information that would be politically damaging to Hillary Clinton? What the hell do you call Christopher Steele and the Steele dossier? The Hillary Clinton campaign. Don't argue it. It's stupid to argue this point. That's like saying the sun is not a huge burning ball of gas. It's like being a flat earther. Stop it. It is proven. There are records. There are literal receipts, not stupid cheap talking points from people on Twitter under anonymous accounts. Like actual little legit receipts. Like, here, you paid me. Here's the receipt of your payment. It had to be turned over to the, it had to be turned over to FISA court. Now, if they're saying Trump getting Oppo, and by the way, everybody gets Oppo from everybody, that's not illegal. Hell, I will take Oppo from Russia. Go ahead and give me some. Give me Oppo on anybody. I'll take it from Britain. I'll take it from Russia. Give me some Oppo. I'll take it from Israel. I'll take it from Canada. Everybody gets Oppo. The last administration dabbled in Oppo in Israeli elections. Come on. Hillary Clinton legit sent a spy to the Kremlin to get Oppo that she eagerly accepted. Now, that's not illegal, so why is it illegal if Trump was to receive any opposition? Because only Hillary Clinton can receive opposition legally, Dana. Well, why the hell is that? Because she's a Democrat. Yeah, well, and he's a Republican. She also has a vagina. That does not have any legal bearing on any of this. I mean, seriously, that's all people would have. Now, Andy continues. He says that even if they tried to go and try to, that's such a double standard, I can't even get beyond that. He says it's not criminal conspiracy. There's nothing to establish an agreement to commit a federal crime. Do you understand that that's what constitutes conspiracy? It's not even illegal for Hillary Clinton to get Oppo. What was illegal was her and her cronies lying to the FISA court about it to get a wiretap on a private citizen. Now, that's hella illegal, to throw it back to the aughts. Andy continues. Mueller is camouflaging this defect. This is where you want to bold this and copy and paste it. Mueller is camouflaging this defect in his investigation by inducing people in the Trump campaign orbit to plead guilty to various false statement charges. The anti-Trump press then reports that, A, Mueller is investigating Trump-Russia collusion. That's where that comes from. B, many Trump campaign figures have been convicted. And C, many Russians have been charged. No mention is made of the inconvenient facts that the Trump associates' guilty pleas have nothing to do with Russian interference in the election, and that the charges against the Russians have nothing to do with the Trump campaign. So that's where we're going. We have more to touch on, though. We have a lot to really get into. We've got Quick Five coming up, and you don't want to miss some of those headlines you don't want to miss any of them. In the meantime, as we get rocking, Blink motion activated cameras are great if you want to keep an eye on, your packages that are being delivered for Christmas. What is up with all the people stealing packages? Like, seriously, people got cameras nowadays. They got their little Blink camera. Do you realize you can just hide this thing in a bush? You understand this? This is how I work. I have two Blink cameras. I'm not going to tell you where they are, but they can see everything that comes to my porch. Absolutely everything. And anyone that even gets remotely near my porch, Blink kicks off a notification to my phone, basically reaching an arm out and shaking me and saying, someone's coming to your porch. They could be stealing your packages, your Amazon packages. And I get a little high definition video clip. And I mean, it is so clear. It's crazy. I don't know why anybody does this. Anyway, this is one of the great reasons why I really like Blink. Also, Because I have kids running around my house all the time, and I have some teenagers. I can put those blink cameras anywhere, and those kids don't even know where they are. They just have to be on their best behavior 24/7 because they have no idea where my cameras are. It is so amazing. These are all the ways that Blink can help make your life easier and also notify you if you got shady people trying to break up into your house, right? Because that's no good either. If you're traveling, the LiveFeed option lets you monitor your home, check in on pets anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, completely affordable. It works with Alexa, and it's an Amazon company. Blink Systems, they make great holiday gifts. It's a brilliant way to monitor everything. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. With all of the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. Not to mention, you're being tracked online by social media sites and marketing companies and your mobile or internet provider. It seems nothing is private anymore. That's why I decided to take back my privacy using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Dana. That's ExpressVPN.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com/Dana.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Ulza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Redding Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
It's not a white Christmas. It's like 75 in Dallas right now. This weather needs to seriously decide what it's doing. We got some headlines for you and some breaking news.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A magnitude 6.9 earthquake in Anchorage, Alaska, just a little bit ago, and a tsunami warning is in effect for Anchorage and southernmost Alaska as well. A lot of photos on social media show some pretty serious destruction, particularly to the roads. Phones are out in a lot of the and other parts of the area. It's, of course, you know, we'll have some developments on this as we get it, but yeah, 6.9 magnitude earthquake, hitting Anchorage, Alaska, and we're waiting to hear more. Also, the Dallas DA's office in Dallas, Texas is, getting ready to hold a press conference in regards to the Amber Geiger grand jury. Now, Amber Geiger is the police officer who late summer. When this happened, Amber Geiger is the police officer who is now accused of, there's evidence it's the September 6th shooting death of Botham Jean. She's accused of shooting him after she said she mistook his apartment for her own. And now they're deliberating. Looks like she might face charge. I don't know. I'll let you know what the grand jury determines or what kind of convictions, et cetera. But she could be, they're determining how they're going to charge her ultimately. The determination as to whether or not they're going to indict her will come down for today. And it's not looking good for her. I agree. Not looking good at all. And it never looked good from the get-go. President Trump, Justin Trudeau, and Peña Nieto signed the NAFTA replacement deal this morning. All the leaders are in Argentina for the G20 summit as well. This is a very weird study, and I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. I saw this from a couple of places, including Daily Mail and others. But the study is that white progressives dumb down their speech around African Americans in a patronizing effort to appear less competent. It's an actual study. The study was published. The Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. They say that they're trying to be well-intentioned. But ultimately patronizing, they shift their speech patterns to suggest that, and it suggests that they're drawing on stereotypes about minorities having low status or lower competence levels. Oh, wow. And they gave an interview to Yale Insights about this as well. That's wow. And the Grindr president, it's like Tinder, but for the gay community, the Grindr president is now being attacked because he is married to a woman and was slammed for saying that he believes marriage is a, quote, holy matrimony between a man and a woman in a deleted Facebook post. Scott Chen is now under fire. It's the largest gay dating app in the world. We got more in store. Stay with us. Outdoor Limited is your one-spot stop for all your ammunition needs. OutdoorLimited.com has one of the largest stocking inventory selections of the best rimfire, handgun, and rifle ammunition. Every item listed in stock on their website is on hand at their warehouse. No third-party drop shipping and no back orders. Featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle, Outdoor Limited is a family-owned business. This husband and wife team started the company in their garage 4 years ago, and they believe in selling good products at a fair price. They carry not just ammo, but also key accessories such as magazines, cleaning supplies, and targets. Outdoor Limited is my personal go-to for all of my ammunition and shooting needs. Great prices, fast shipping. Visit OutdoorLimited.com right now. Receive $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more with code DANA. Check out their great prices at OutdoorLimited.com and use promo code DANA. That's OutdoorLimited.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, the first Monday in December, we have Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Find out what's happening in Northern California for this month and much more. Plus, what happened this weekend and catch-ups on politics and sports. All of here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the ground.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Follow along on Twitter at @CLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
I'm waiting to see where the, again, it's all like I hear these accusations of collusion. I don't hear, I mean, really, where is it? Where is the, where's the collusion? It just doesn't make any sense. And again, I really like, and I was telling everybody before we went to break, my friend Annie McCarthy, who has a, you really need to read his piece over at National Review, because he really lays it out quite well. Because Mueller, he can't establish that the that this suspected crime happened. He can't even find anything about a crime. He can't prove any kind of criminal collusion. He can't prove anything. So, and as Andy writes, Mueller is camouflaging this defect in his investigation by inducing people in the Trump campaign orbit to plead guilty to various false statements charges. So, these are all procedural things. He said, Andy writes, the anti-Trump press then reports, A, Mueller's investigating Trump-Russia collusion, B, many Trump campaign figures have been convicted, and C, many Russians have been charged. No mention is made of the inconvenient facts that the Trump associates' guilty pleas have nothing to do with Russian interference in the election and that the charges against Russians have nothing to do with the Trump campaign. That's it. Now, what... And that Trump Tower meeting, Andy notes too, it's not mentioned in the criminal complaint with Cohen. I mean, there is nothing so far, nothing. If this is supposed to be like the big bomb, I am, again, where's your proof? Where's your proof? I'm just, there's, he has a massive shortage of, well, he has no evidence for his to corroborate his claim, and so he's trying to do all this procedural stuff and allow for that to stand and substitute as evidence of some sort of criminal collusion when there isn't any. I mean, it's just the bottom line of it. Meanwhile, the woman who actually did criminally conspire, why is that investigation not a two-way street? Everything that they're claiming Trump did, Hillary Clinton actually did. The Democrat Party actually did. Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson, who, by the way, were fighting the Magnitsky Act, actually did. They all colluded, and they criminally conspired, which is why they lied to a FISA court so as to get a wiretap on a private citizen because they were working with the Trump campaign. That's inarguable, because they've all pretty much admitted it at this point. Yeah, they just simply decided, as Kay noted, the DOJ was like, well, we're just not going to go after Hillary on this. We're not going to go after the Democrats on this. We're only going to go after... The whole basis of this entire investigation was a direct result of this stupid Oppo research that Hillary Clinton and the Kremlin and Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele were unsubstantiated, the FBI also noted, and Christopher Steele was even forced to admit that they used, that's the whole basis on which this investigation started. Do people not understand that? The whole, oh, well, he, the whole urination in the hotel room, in the Russian hotel room, etc., all of that, remember? That was from this dossier. The Hillary campaign opposition research document. Now, if they're trying to say that the Trump campaign being interested in receiving oppo research from Hillary Clinton, on Hillary Clinton from Russians, is illegal, then is the Clinton campaign sending an operative to Kremlin, to the Kremlin, to Moscow, to obtain oppo research? Does that not also violate that? See, and that's the thing. You know this is a witch hunt because there's no consistency in terms of in who's being investigated and what charges are actually being applied. And furthermore, it also brings up as to whether or not Glenn Simpson himself lied under oath when he was testifying about all of this also. If you're going to try to string up people on these procedural charges, then you also need to look at Glenn Simpson. You also need to look at Nellie Oher, Bruce Oher, all of these individuals who were involved with this. And then remember, too, previously, there have been two other individuals on a separate issue involved with the Clinton campaign that lied under oath to Peter Strzok, who also was the individual who interviewed Carter Page. They lied under oath, no charges against them. Whether or not you have charges filed against you or you are investigated for criminal conspiracy depends on what your political allegiances are. This is a witch hunt. And it's fueled by partisan divide. You have Democrats that are abusing government agencies to penalize people who are Republican or conservative. And this isn't the first time we've seen this. We saw it with the previous administration weaponizing the IRS, weaponizing other government agencies to go after groups like True the Vote that wanted to simply uphold voter integrity, that made it to where grassroots groups could not legally assemble and denied them their First Amendment rights of free expression because they withheld tax-exempt status. So if they continued to do what they were doing, they would have been in violation of the law. So it essentially froze their activity. They absolutely did this. The previous administration had the DOJ going after reporters that ran stories he didn't like. He wiretapped Associated Press reporter phones. He went after a New York Times reporter. He went after a Fox News reporter and that Fox News reporter's parents. This was something that was incredibly consistent, and it has remained consistent with this party. It is absolutely a witch hunt, and here I stand, remaining completely unimpressed from all of this. I mean, it's silly. They're not going to find any of it because there isn't any there's nothing there. So, a couple of other things. Now, speaking of witch hunts and silencing people, I think, can we stop questioning whether or not it's progressives that want to silence people? Google employees, apparently, in a new expose from the Daily Caller, debated whether or not to bury conservative media outlets in the company's search functions as a response to the president's election. One engineer wrote in a thread that included the Google vice president, quote, "Let's make sure that we reverse things in 4 years." They sought to manipulate search results to combat Trump's travel ban. Certain websites were specifically singled out as potential sites to bury. And you remember how shocked Google employees are when video emerged of them at one of their company meetings being just so upset over it. And one Google engineer, Scott Beyer, wrote, quote, "This was an election of false equivalencies, and Google sadly had a hand in it." Now, see, I don't mind employees having their own personal viewpoints on politics. I don't care about that. But when you work in an industry where you actually can affect perception and you allow your ideology to influence how you do your job, thereby discriminating against other individuals because of their viewpoints, well, that's a whole other story. They even said, quote, "I think we have a responsibility to expose the quality and truthfulness of sources," speaking only specifically of conservative sites, apparently. And it went on and on and on. One engineer, though, to his credit, Uri Deckel identified himself as a Clinton supporter, notes Daily Caller, but argued that manipulating search results was the wrong route to take. He says thinking some conservative sites were, quote, not legitimate news sources is contrary to the beliefs of a major portion of our user base and partially what got us into this mess. MSNBC is more legit than Drudge just because Rachel Maddow may be more educated, less deplorable, closer to our views than, say, Sean Hannity, Deckel wrote in a reply to the engineer buyer. Quote, I know a lot of right-wing folks on social networks. You could tell something was brewing. They went on and on and on, Deckel added. He says, I'm a Hillary supporter, and let's admit it, the media avoided dealing with the hard questions and issues, which didn't pay off. By ranking legitimacy, you'll just introduce more conspiracy theories. He's correct. And apparently he was the only voice of common sense, though. That's pretty unbelievable. This is, see, we get, I have another article. I've reached out to Senator-elect Josh Hawley on this because I thought he brought up a very interesting point where it concerned, what was it, Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act and how it is, how certain entities have to be treated as publishers and certain entities can just be platforms. Now, Section 230, it's Communications Decency Act. And this is one of the things that actually protects websites that have comment sections. And this is why you've got to be careful. It says, quote, no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as a publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So if you're an online platform, you are not you're not liable for the content your users post. This is also the section that, again, like I said, for people who have websites, you know, news entities, blogs, things like that, you're not liable for instance, the comments that users post. But it also says that it also notes why this is exempt, saying, quote, the Internet and other interactive computer services offer a forum for a true diversity of political discourse, unique opportunities for cultural development, and myriad avenues for intellectual activity. So if you're not using politics to penalize people, you're protected. Once that happens, then it's harder for you to claim protections under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And one of the things that Senator-elect Josh Hawley, Ben Sasse mentioned this, but Josh Hawley got incredibly specific with it. And it was interesting to note that after Hawley specifically mentioned this section, that is when Jesse Kelly's, for instance, his account was restored. The same day, like right after Hawley mentioned this, because I mean, I could imagine that would make Jack Dorsey a little nervous to think that if Twitter is going to be treated differently in terms of platforms and publishers and how that's defined legally, he would want to regain those Section 230 protections. But that means that you have to reinforce your ideological neutrality. And you have to have a consistent terms of service and code of conduct, which is not happening right now. So that is interesting. I think that there is a point there, and that has been, because you know how I am about big government getting involved in private entities. That is the best argument that I have seen made that has given me pause on how all of this should be handled. I'm still not into government getting involved in private companies, but that is the best argument that I have seen and the most clearly articulated in terms of specifically why this may not necessarily be as I am seeing it. I'm not convinced yet, but I do want to I want to talk to Hawley about it, not to like debate him or, you know, like call him out or something, but I'm curious as to his line of thinking on this, because I don't think that anybody else has brought that up before. I think Hawley's the first person to have made that point with Section 230. And when you think about it, do you remember maybe you don't, but like back in the early days of blogging anyway, I first started blogging back in 2001. And I remember when comment sections started getting really wild on blogs, there were people who they would get upset by something that they read in a comment and they would want to sue the blog over it. And it became enough to where it needed to be formalized and needed to be clearly laid out. And that's when it became that, well, these blogs, you know, they comment sections, you have Section 230 protections, et cetera. But with all of this, social media has changed a lot of that. in terms of how, because of, you know, in terms of, is it a publisher? Is it a social media platform like a public square? Like how, and that is, I'm really interested in seeing that approach to that. But where it concerns Google, there are a lot of individuals that are looking at that avenue as it relates to internet search results. So like I said, this is the best, that's the best take I think that I've seen on this in terms of giving me pause, like, okay, well, I'll consider this. Because every other argument, I'm like, I just still don't agree. That one, though, I'm, okay, I see what you're saying. I'm interested in hearing more. It's going to be a very interesting Senate session. You know that. It's going to be very, very interesting. Because you have people like Mitt Romney, who I think might be the new Jeff Flake, and then you have people like Josh Hawley, who they're like, he's a more distilled, he's a legal eagle like Mike Lee, but even more aggressive, if that makes sense. Oh, I'm very excited to see the Senate session. All right, I know we got to get going. I find this whole article fascinating, by the way. Anyway, as we get moving on, we also have Florida Man, all kinds of stuff happening. As we get moving on, let me pull this up. I got a lot of stuff here. You have to forgive me. Our good friends over at Kel-Tec, they make such good products, by the way. I really like what they do. They're totally committed to awesome quality and innovation. They're one of the most innovative manufacturers out there. Everything that they do is proudly and made right here in the United States, right here in America, in Florida, actually. Quality. It's a great family culture. I think everybody at Kel-Tec, they really enjoy what they do. They support and promote veterans from within. They support your Second Amendment rights. Privately owned family company. You know, this is the kind of company making America great again. Just doing their thing in Florida and really creating some awesome quality firearms to help secure your world and mine. For instance, the really cool RDB series that they have. This is Kel-Tec's Bullpup. It began with the RDB, and then they grew into a whole series of specialized bullpups. You have the original bullpup done right, the RDB. You have the shorter and more compact RDB Survival, so you can carry that in rugged terrain. That's if you want to go way out in the wilderness, you take that RDB Survival with you. That thing can take a beating and still function just beautifully. You also have the featureless RDBC, which is for our friends in more restrictive states like California, which is what the C stands for. Kel-Tec likes to say it's the bullpup done right for those left out. All three of these have downward shell ejection, which is that's a kind of a drawback to ordinary bullpups because you don't have hot brass like flying right in your face or hitting your arms. And they're truly ambidextrous, which is really cool for all you lefties out there. Everything is easily and naturally reachable. Doesn't matter if you're right or left-handed. 223-556, semi-auto bullpups, adjustable gas piston system. And, of course, they also accept standard AR magazines. You have to check out everything that they have at Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and it's a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. 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 Blink is an Amazon company. Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our phones every single day, so why not use them to make a change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months.
I'm an IT guy, so I wanted to bring my own phone to the plan. Patriot Mobile helped me to find the right model of phone for the plan. You can pay your money to a company that won't then give that money to causes that you oppose. That's pretty amazing to me.
Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number and get the same reliable nationwide service. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them at patriotmobile.com/Dana or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Show
at D Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. So we have our second hour coming up, just to let you know what we have on deck. Beto has a problem. He's romanticizing running in 2020, but he's been shut down by some Democrats, including one from Chicago. I'll share that with you. The Mark Lamont Hill media spin is ridiculous. And after I thought about this for a while last night, I think CNN did the right thing actually by firing him. And I'm going to explain why I think this is different, what Mark Lamont Hill did, than someone speaking and saying a gaffe or, you know, saying something just offhandedly dumb or making a dumb joke. Because this goes deeper than that, and I'm going to explain that as well. Also, a student at Harvard is having to move because she doesn't want to be left defenseless if ever attacked. And so her landlord's forcing her to move because she's a lawful gun owner. We'll have that for you as well. And More on the Alabama mall shooting, too. There's more information that's coming out about that. We'll have that as well. A lot more of the Dana Show. We got Today in Stupidity, Florida Man, all of that good stuff. Stay with us. Back in just a few. Second hour next.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Governor-elect Gavin Newsom is determined to curtail your constitutional right to keep and bear arms under his administration. Join the fight to protect the Second Amendment in California. Find out what you can do at the Second Amendment Rally, Saturday, December 1st, at the Anderson VFW Hall. Speakers include Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, and local authorities who support our rights. Doors at the Anderson VFW Hall open at 3 p.m. Saturday, December 1st, for the Restore Your Rights Second Amendment Rally.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Alaska Governor Bill Walker has surveyed his state from the air in the aftermath of the 7.0 and 5.7 earthquakes that shook the region today. There are no deaths or major injuries reported, but he says they need to get to work quickly on repairing the infrastructure of the state.
As you get into the winter, we have any disruption on, I know we have thousands of folks without electricity right now. The last number I saw was about 40,000. So those are issues that we need to get resolved rather quickly.
That's Alaska Governor Bill Walker at a formal signing ceremony. President Trump and the leaders of Canada and Mexico have replaced the North American Free Trade Agreement.
The new trade pact is called the USMCA, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. President Trump said the negotiations were long and tough, but he thanked his Canadian and Mexican counterparts.
Thank you for your close partnership throughout this process. This new agreement will ensure a future of prosperity and innovation for Mexico, Canada, and the United States.
He called the USMCA the largest, most significant, modern, and balanced trade agreement in history.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, a year-end tax bill designed to provide relief for working-class Americans, appears to be in trouble.
Plans for a vote were scrapped late Thursday night, raising concerns it lacks the votes to pass. The measure was intended to extend a series of tax breaks that are set to expire, as well as revamp the IRS and expand the availability of retirement plans to small businesses. But the Wall Street Journal reports that Republican lawmakers are also making many requests for additions before their time in the majority runs out.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, the Kansas City Chiefs released running back Kareem Hunt after video surfaced that showed the NFL's reigning rushing champion knocking over and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel hallway. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
A Marriott hotel data breach may have affected some 500 million guests at its Starwood hotel chain. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports that the breach also included guests staying at Sheraton hotels. Westin St. Regis and West Hotels, among others.
Marriott says the unauthorized data access within the Starwood network has been taking place since 2014. Information potentially compromised includes credit card numbers and expiration dates. For as many as two-thirds of the 500 million guests who may have been affected, data exposed could also include mailing address, phone number, email address, date of birth, and passport number.
None of the Marriott-branded chains are threatened. Microsoft's big bet on cloud computing is paying off as the company has surpassed Apple as the world's most valuable publicly traded company. The software maker's prospects looked bleak just a few years ago, as licenses for the company's Windows system fell with a sharp drop in sales of personal computers. News and analysis at townhall.com. Virtual reality headsets finding a place on the battlefield.
The U.S. Army says it's awarding Microsoft a $480 million contract to supply its HoloLens headsets to soldiers. The head-mounted displays use augmented reality. That means viewers can see virtual imagery superimposed over the real-world scenery in front of them. Military documents describe the technology as being used for both training and fighting, bringing more situational awareness to troops. Microsoft says the technology will provide troops with better information to make decisions. Bob Agner reporting.
A new Instagram feature aims to make it easier to share photos and videos with fewer people. The Close Friends feature lets users share photos and videos that disappear after 24 hours with people on a special list. Now, the idea is that people may feel more comfortable sharing some things with just close friends rather than all followers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
In the House, I think the Democrats have unleashed some of the angriest voices on the left. I think we're going to see 2 years of investigations, of subpoenas, and we may well see impeachment. I think that anger and rage is going to have to burn out some more before we can come together and enact major legislative reforms that we should be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's Ted Cruz talking about. Yeah, he says House Democrats are going to impeach Trump. It's going to. I mean, it'll. They're going to do it. They'll either. They'll get real close. They'll try to fabricate something. But that's going to be their entire focus. Don't think about if you were hoping that, you know, if maybe you were a moderate and you were hoping the Democrats were going to do something that would be helpful to you. That's not it. That this is all. It's going to be resistance and Antifa stuff 24/7 for the next couple of years. Welcome back to the show, second hour. I'm Dana Lash at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. But it's going to die in the House because that won't fly in the Senate. It ain't going nowhere in the Senate. So it's going to stay in the House. It will never get out of the Senate. So he'll never actually, that will never actually happen. First off, they have nothing on which they can impeach him anyway. Secondly, what they'll end up doing, and I do hope they overreach. My hope is that Democrats are so hardcore resistance and Antifa that they overreach to the point where we have historic victories in 2020. I want them to do just like they did in 2010, when Democrats overreached going into an election. And then what happened? It was the biggest win by a party in history. 63 seats taken from Democrats and went Republican. Huge. And that was just in the House. I'm not even getting to all of the governor's mansions they lost across the state. I'm not even getting into all of the state legislatures they lost. They destroyed their party in 2010 because they overreached. So I hope they do it again. They also did this again in the mid-90s. Remember under Clinton? They overreached, and what happened? Newt Gingrich and the Republican Revolution came in. They did it again in 2010. Boom. And now they stand a chance of doing it again. It's like every 10 years they do it. Well, we're about due for them to do it again. It's going to be annoying. And you're going to have the cable news networks and the media, which is all in to help them however possible. So that's what you're going to see. That's how it's going to be for the next couple of years. It's going to be, oh my gosh, you guys, it's going to be annoying. I'm telling you now, I'm setting you up. This is not hyperbole. I'm just telling you exactly what's going to happen. That is, it's going to be full on Antifa resistance 24/7 for the next 2 years. So that is, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes down. And then while they're doing this, they're also going to be fighting each other for control of the future of the party on the inside. You're going to have the Pelosi faction versus the socialist faction with people like Ocasio-Cortez. And people like Pelosi, they're going to go further left. They're going to try to out-left the socialists in their party. Is that even possible? What the hell's after that? I mean, how far left can you go? That's Bernie already. They're going to try to beat Bernie because they think that that's the way to go to retain people. They're going to overreach. That's the one thing that they always do. They always overreach. I mean, it is, that's the one thing that they do really well at. The left always ruins it for themselves in the end because they're emotional people. Hyper-emotional. They don't think with reason or fact or anything. They don't stop and consider how what they're doing affects someone else. They go off blind rage and emotion. I know because I used to be a Democrat. I know exactly how these people work. Half of my family is still, they're progressives. And I have been on the receiving end of some of those emotional outrages. So I know exactly how it is. I mean, it's kind of amazing to see how they're blinded by emotion and tribalism to the point where they even turn on their own family in cruel ways, by the way, speaking personally. So I've seen it happen. I mean, they are the biggest disservice to themselves. Like, for instance, when I see progressives, anti-gun advocates, just to give you an idea, just today alone, I've already had 3 death threats. Now, I don't really consider the ones that I consider seriously, that serious and I really take issue with and I take action on, you never hear about them because they're really bad. And some of them are very clear and present. You'd never hear about those. But I had some people sharing images of me saying, yeah, we need to make sure we pull the trigger on you, you stupid this. I mean, they're anti-gun advocates. They think it's completely fine to talk about violence to kill someone they don't like because it's going to achieve their greater overall anti-violence goals somehow. Like these anti-gun advocates, they think it's totally fine to talk about shooting people who are pro Second Amendment, because shooting a couple of people who are pro Second Amendment is totally fine for their overall goal of repealing the Second Amendment. So that's completely fine with them. They're not legitimate in their advocacy or their concern. And so I look at this, and they're going to, just like anti-gun advocates always end up screwing up, all progressives, no matter what they're doing, they always end up getting in their own way. They always end up making a mess of it. And that's what's going to happen coming up in 2020. They're going to do this again. Now, and you always say that the media, I don't think the media is going to cover for them that much, though.
We've already seen an evolution of the media being less and less, covert, less and less subtle about their left leanings. I just think that the media will play cover to the left no matter what, and because I've seen an evolution of them stepping that up lately, I wouldn't be surprised to see it.
It could very much happen. I just think that there are. I think that there's so many other outlets at this point that it makes it hard for them to be able to control that narrative. You know what I mean? It makes it really hard for them to be able to maintain that narrative for that long. But this is what they do every time, though. Yeah. And they never learn. Like, how can you not, like, I will say, though, even though Chuck Schumer, I think, is a total progressive, Chuck Schumer at least understands strategy, and he was one of the people saying, yeah, maybe let's, like, slow our roll on some of these things. But, you know, it's even beyond their control at this point. It's even beyond their control. I mean, it's just, especially when you use these people for so long as a way to get out the vote and amp people up instead of getting them excited about policies. You know, if they had somebody like Jim Webb out there, like I've told you over and over, like a Joe Manchin out there with the messaging, that would be a serious threat to the Republican Party. I'm going to go to the phones. Phil's calling in from Buffalo on line one. He says Democrats turned him off with this kind of stuff. Phil, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. Nice to talk to you, Dana.
Thanks for calling in.
So as a lifelong registered independent, who used to always vote Democrat. And I still have a couple of things I agree with them on. Mainly, I'm a union member. I'm very pro-union. And I always voted for them because, you know, specifically the Teamsters were always, you got to vote for the Democrats. But right. After being lied to so many times by them, and then with just this despicable nonsense that they've pulled over, you know, since 2016, D might as well mean dead to me now. I'll never vote for one of them again. They have no real policies. They pander to everybody. They just flat out lie. Just never again. It's over. Like, the relationship is over. Forget it. And I think they've lost more people, like myself, you know, that could vote for the other side, one side or the other.
Right.
And they'll never
right.
know.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that they don't take advantage of the still kind of popular, you know, folks that aren't going that far and that are actually focusing on messaging. I mean, I don't agree, like, for instance, with Joe Manchin or people like Jim Webb, and there's a few others. They're becoming extinct within the party, but they actually do focus on jobs, and they talk about trade manufacturing, and they're at times pretty disillusioned with the way messaging goes in their own party. And I feel like if the party actually gave those people and that kind of messaging a chance, it would actually and one of the reasons why I would like a healthier Democrat party, because I think it makes the Republican Party be more limited government, to be honest with you, because they want to be able to contrast. And now it's just kind of a mess. Do you like the Manchins and the more moderate Democrats that I think do kind of focus more on those issues?
Sure, absolutely. The one thing that just suddenly clicked, like in the last couple of years, was, like I said, go back to the thing with the Teamsters again. I mean, that's how I make my money, you know.
Yeah.
But they expect favors and handouts from the Democrats, and they all always lie to us. And it just, like I said, just clicked in my head. hey, the Republican way is better, and it comes down to something this simple. When the economy is booming, if there's a negotiation between a company and the union will naturally do better because the economy is booming and there's more to get. I don't care who's in power. The whole 8 years of Obama, my company almost closed because it was just the economy was so bad. And we actually went backwards as far as the union and as far as how we're compensated. So, if you're worried about your pocketbook, like I am, and naturally wanting to provide for my family, well, duh, you want the economy to do good, and the Republicans' policies are just better.
Well, and we've been seeing it too. We've been seeing it with the unemployment all-time low, and people making more, bringing in more of their checks. Phil, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your transparency, my friend. Have a great weekend. We have more to touch on. 844-344-DANA is the number to join the program. I have some really good headlines for you coming up. Before we get going, though, Maglite is a great stocking stuffer, not just because it actually fits in a stocking, but because it's a great product. So if you're out there, you know, you're thinking about getting something for somebody, maybe you want to get something for, you know, going for hunting, or maybe you're an outdoors person, maybe you just like to be able to have reliable light whenever you go outside at night, if you walk your dogs like I do or anything like that. You got to check out the Maglite 2 in particular. The first one, the Maglite ML150LR, has over 1,000 lumens of light, and it throws a beam more than a quarter of a mile. The thing that's cool about this is it's surface mountable. You got a charging cradle, so it charges really, really fast. So you can use it and then charge it real quick and use it again. I love it. It's really reliable. The ultimate is the Maglite ML300. That's the four-cell LED. So with this, 18 days of light, like actual usable light. So that's 400 hours on a single set of batteries. Super rugged, super reliable. This is the best thing that you can have in a disaster situation, period. And every Maglite is manufactured and assembled right here in the USA. Maglite is committed to American manufacturing. And like founder Anthony Maglica, proud to be American. Visit maglite.com/Dana. Get special offers you're not going to find anywhere else. And you get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. This is a superior product, limited lifetime warranty. Maglite.com/Dana for special pricing. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Did you know that worldwide debt has risen to a record $233 trillion, more than three times the global annual economic output? 51% of people believe a global financial crisis is coming, and that's because government-managed banking systems are not reliable. Until now, there hasn't been a real usable solution, and that's why I'm excited to introduce you to Glint. Glint founders believe the ready-made solution has existed for a millennia. It just hadn't caught up with modern life. So they built Glint to reintroduce gold as money, and for the first time ever, as a global currency that can be spent in real time at the electronic point of sale. Glint allows you to save and spend gold using it anywhere in the world via the Glint MasterCard debit card. To start saving and spending in gold now, simply download the Glint app or visit glintpay.com. That's glintpay.com. Gold is the most reliable store of value, and Glint is the only way to spend it. Visit glintpay.com today. That's glintpay.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
It's the Dana Show.
Oh my goodness, Dana's been doing a lot of stuff on here singing. Santa Claus is coming to town. Ooh! Let's get you some headlines, shall we?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, Kid Rock and the mayor of Nashville, who I don't know, they are in a fight now. The mayor says he is not inclined to participate if Kid Rock serves as Grand Marshal of the Nashville Christmas Parade because Kid Rock was talking to Steve Ducey on Fox and Friends this morning, and, well, he said this.
You know, and just talk about things without going for each other's throats and protesting everything and... God forbid you say something a little bit wrong. You're racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, this, that, and the other. People need to calm down, get a little less politically correct. And I would say, you know, love everybody except, I'd say, screw that Joy Behar bitch. Everybody.
No, you cannot say that.
I mean, lady.
We apologize for that.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Steve Ducey, because he's such a nice guy. Oh, my goodness. Live television. There you go. Oh, my goodness. So a disgruntled woman is denied free beer and then decides to set the deli on fire in New York. This comes from NBC New York. Police are searching for a woman caught on video torching items in a Philadelphia store. It's in New York 4. The unidentified woman was in the Wincoat Beer Deli, and the owner of the deli, Yang Lin, told NBC 10 that she wanted free beer, didn't have no money. And when he wouldn't give her any beer, she got angry, threw glass at him, and then tried to set his business on fire. Yeah, so people are saying call the arson task force there in Philly if you see this woman. Ooh, my goodness. Also, a former Dallas police officer, Amber Geiger, was indicted for murder in the shooting death of Botham Jean in September. CBS 11 reports this was the grand jury's decision just a little earlier today. Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall terminated Geiger. She was arrested for manslaughter in the shooting death of the 26-year-old. And now she has been indicted for his murder. We'll have further developments on this as well. Coming up, got a lot of stuff still to touch upon. The latest wit, well, we just stay with us. We got a lot. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and it's a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. 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 Blink is an amp.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This portion of the Dan Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
Okay, so I had a thought real quick. And I love this song by Ozzy. It's so great. So we had this so the mayor of Nashville was mad because Kid Rock called Joy Behar a no-no name. He called her a bad name. He said she was a bee, not like the insect. And he was making a point that they freak out over everything. And if you say this, you're racist, you say this, whatever. And then he was joking about it, but he called her a bee. And he shouldn't have done that. But what all has she called people? I mean, let's have a refresher.
She's mocked religion when it comes to Christianity on more than one occasion. And Mike Pence specifically about him talking to God, and if God talks back to you, it's a mental disorder, right?
She said the Vice President of the United States was mentally ill because he's a Christian. That's one. She said she thinks that, you know, if you in prayer, and that she said it was a mental illness. I mean, that's just like there's a long list of nasty stuff that she has said. And I just think it's kind of interesting that she would take offense to this. She invited him, apparently, to come on The View and discuss his opinion. She says on this bee and these bees, we'd be happy to have you on the show. And she thinks that, you know, Steve Doocy, of course, he apologized when she said that. I mean, first off, it's Kid Rock. But secondly, it's Joy Behar. Joy Behar's like the female Kid Rock. So stop. And in a way, you know what I mean, in terms of language. Come on. I mean, she has said some horrible things about people. I don't like it when she does it. I didn't like what he said. I still like Kid Rock, though. I don't really like her. Because when I guest hosted The View, she was, and I was on, when Barbara Walters was still there. And Joy Behar wasn't mean, but I didn't really talk to her. Whoopi was very nice, though. Barbara Walters hated me. But this, you know, anyway, she's said a lot of awful things about people. So she can't really take total offense to it. But at the same time, you know, I actually like that she invited him on. That'd be a fun show to watch. I don't think it's worth his time, but it would be a fun show to watch. Anyway, for the mayor, who was it? Let me pull this up. The mayor, he's like, I'm not inclined to participate. Mayor David Briley, get over it. The Nashville mayor is going to make this a bigger deal than it is. Seriously, people, stop. Get over it. Jiminy Christmas, just stop it. And then you had council member Freddie O'Connell, I'm not going to participate in tomorrow's Christmas parade. The choice of Grand Marshal evokes neither the spirit of Christmas. Oh my gosh, stop it. They're hell-bent on making it a bigger issue than it is. You know why? Because then they can give quotes to the media about it. Get them some airtime. That's what this is all about. People are so transparent. It's just sickening. Just stop it. Golly, who cares? People are going to, oh my gosh, she called her a bitch. She said some horrible things about people. It would take the rest of the show. So former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger was indicted today, just a little bit ago, in the shooting death of Botham Jean in September. I think she ought to be. They were considering, they were seeking, the police chief said they were seeking manslaughter charges against her. But the Rangers said, before you do anything, we want to investigate further. And so now here we have it. So she was saying, well, she had just ended a 15-hour shift and she was returning. She was parked on the fourth floor instead of the third where she lived, and I guess trying to suggest she was confused or disoriented, and she put her key in the door, which was unlocked and slightly ajar, according to the affidavit. Of course, I don't believe that either, because the doors are apparently weighted and they shut. So that doesn't work. I don't believe her. I don't know if there's more to the story that hasn't been presented, but I just don't believe it. I mean, with everything there, and I have the right to that opinion. And I love our police, but I think every now and then nobody dislikes a bad cop more than a good cop. And I don't think that, I mean, I think she deserves this charge. And I also want to say this, if people say that by criticizing the wrong action of one means you don't support the group, then I have something not so FCC friendly to say to you, you know, in keeping with the spirit of the holidays and all that. So there you have it. And I think she makes it harder for the good cops out there. I'm glad to see, because I'm sure she feels horrible about it. I mean, I hope she does. This guy was Botham Jean was a Church of Christer. I'm Church of Christ, and I go to church with people who knew him. He was a super, super nice guy. He wasn't involved in nothing. He wasn't involved in nothing nefarious. And so I'm glad to see this happen. Because it should. And I just, there's nothing that, how in the world does that happen? It was just negligence, and I think that the indicted charge, I think that's good. It should be like that. So in this, because there's a couple of other things. I wanted to also talk about this other one. I was going to save this for later, but I'm going to bring this up now. This is in Alabama, and I've made mention of this before. I have 1,000 other platforms, and this is the Alabama mall shooting. I hope that we can get the body cams on this. I think it's smart for police to wear body cameras for two reasons. I think it protects the officers and it protects the people. That's what I think. Because you remember that officer in Texas? He had pulled over this woman for a traffic stop, and she went out and told everyone that he was trying to rape her and all this stuff, and that Sean King guy, that grifter Sean King, made it into a race thing because she was a black woman, he was a white cop. And they try to ruin this cop's life. They called him people were calling him rapist, and they were they were promoted like he had sexually assaulted her. Well, guess what? When the police finally released that body cam footage, well, nothing like that happened at all. Nothing. She was sassy in the video, but he was professional, and nothing like that happened. She lied about it. Her attorney even dropped her and apologized. So I'm all about body cams because I think it protects people, and I think those people include the good officers out there who, you know, fall prey to some of those social justice warrior grifters. So I want to see the body cam footage in this, because this is one of those things, too, where nothing in this makes sense. Amantic Bradford was that junior, that was a 21-year-old. It was at River Chase Galleria in Alabama. And this is what, and everyone's always like, well, why aren't there more statements from these groups or this? Maybe because people like to wait and they don't want to be wrong when they want to make sure that they know what the hell they're talking about. I realize that people love talking about things when they don't know what the hell they're talking about, but not everybody operates that way. To me, there are so, how in the world is, I don't understand how this happens. And so it was and they did capture the guy that was responsible, because remember they were saying the guy who actually shot the 20-year-old, or the teenager that he was on the run. Well, his name's Aaron Martez Daquan Brown, and he was at a family member's home in Georgia. Police got a warrant for his arrest, and they apprehended him. And he was the one that now law enforcement is saying he was the one that had fired. He was the culprit. So when police responded, and this is where it gets weird, there had been shots fired, someone was hit, there was a 12-year-old bystander who has been released since, who was, I guess, hit or had been grazed. And when police arrived, Amantic Bradford was the one who ended up getting shot and killed. And they had immediately assumed, or I don't know if they immediately assumed, or the story was initially that they thought he was the perp. And I'm trying to figure out how this happens. There were shots that rang out. It was all in that same area. How did the 21-year-old that they finally arrested get away? Nobody sees him. The police don't see him, but they see Bradford. And I don't know. They said that the first word that they had used was that he had brandished a gun, and that's why they thought. But then brandished, and I'm real sensitive about that word. I'm like, what do you mean brandish? What does brandish mean? Present does not necessarily, I mean, what does brandish mean? Every word, that's why I'm so careful about words, because they have legal meanings. Brandish means something different than presenting. And there's a reason, you know, when you're at low ready or when you are pointing your gun at a target, there's a reason why all of these words have such, it's not being picky because you're trying to act like you know more than somebody else. The reason is because there are different laws for each of these words. Some of them, there's a difference between a misdemeanor and a felony. Did you know that in some states, you're, you know, depending on whether you keep it at low ready, mean pointing at the ground, or you actually present at the target, that's the difference between a misdemeanor and a felony. That is why language is so careful. When I went through one of my courses with CarryGuard, there was a whole thing specifically on legality. I was amazed. And here's the thing that makes it even crazier. State by state, this is why we need some sort of national, something like reciprocity, but in terms of all of this for all the states, because in every state it's different, and you have to know all of this in every state. So that's why I'm like, brandish? Hold up. What does that mean? What do you mean brandish? And then they apparently walked back from that. And I want to see the body cam footage, because I can't imagine, and he apparently went through the military. There were some stories back and forth, like he didn't actually finish training, that he had been released, that he actually wasn't in combat, but he was, I don't know the story beyond on that. The point is, though, is that what do they mean brandish, and we need to see body cam footage, I think. Because I don't know how in the world you can make, there's any differentiation on that. But they got the guy who did it, so that is good. And his poor family didn't even know what happened. I guess they found out, some of them found out via social media. Some of them, the friends were trying to reach the mom. And he, you know, he didn't have a record. He had nothing. I mean, there was it. So how does something like this happen? How does that happen? And I will say this. A lot of people immediately, like, jump on the NRA and stuff like that. I don't think people realize that that organization has been working with law enforcement more than any other organization out there. You have all these Michael Bloomberg funded every town and these AstroTurf gun control groups out there. They don't do anything to work with law enforcement. In fact, the organization that I, whose membership I represent separately, they work with law enforcement and have been increasing that as more and more people, lawful, innocent Americans, good people, are caring. And, of course, nobody's going to mention that in the media because they hate that group and they want to present them in the worst light, the most awful light as possible. They don't know that. They don't know they've been working on this and talking and advising law enforcement officers all around the country on this stuff. This is also one of the reasons why Carry Guard was created, too, so that people could know exactly what to do in situations like this. So, you know, but hey, they don't do anything, right? People are so stupid, and they just allow their ignorance to fuel their zealotry. It is sad. But I want to see body cam footage on this because I'm one of those good guys with a gun. I want to know how did this happen? I mean, and there was, I'm really interested in that thing that they walked back from. Apparently they had tweeted it and deleted it where they said, well, he brandished, and then they deleted it. I'm like, oh, so maybe he didn't then, huh? That's interesting. Look, people make mistakes, but sometimes mistakes can be prevented, you know, and that goes for law enforcement, and it goes for people who aren't in law enforcement, and if sometimes law enforcement makes mistakes too. And that's why from what I understand, they did have body cam footage. And I understand if they're not releasing it right now because they have an investigation ongoing. I get that. But that needs to come out. Sooner or later, that needs to come out. So, anyway. We have more to get into, including a student at Harvard who is also a domestic violence survivor who is being evicted from her house because she doesn't want to be a victim of domestic violence again. Amazing. I'll tell you about that as well coming up. We got a lot of stuff still to touch on. As we get going, Super Beats is great if you want to harness nitric oxide for all-day energy. You take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with an atom of oxygen, and you've created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule that your body makes, which fuels your cardiovascular health and keeps you energized throughout the day. It harnesses the power, Super Beats does, of nutrient-enriched beets, and it's a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. It's one teaspoon Super Beats daily. It supports your cardiovascular health and your blood pressure levels. It gives you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or a sugar high. It's real, healthy, natural energy. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeats.com. Find out how to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. That's 800-664-5617, danasbeats.com. Everyone wants to be credited with giving the perfect gift, not the same old boring socks or wallet or underwear. You want to find something unique and something more memorable. So I want to tell you about the ultimate gift for the firearm enthusiast on your list. It's the ETS Speed Loader, the perfect stocking stuffer or Christmas gift for only $30. The ETS Speed Loader is the world's fastest speed loader that loads rounds into your firearm magazines easier and faster, guaranteed. The ETS Speed Loader should be in every range bag. You can actually check out the video for yourself at loadmagsfast.com. Give the gift of no more mag thumb, that cramping pain that you get in your thumb and your hand from loading rounds. ETS makes a universal rifle loader and pistol loader for 9mm, 40, and 45 calibers and 380. Visit loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana to receive free shipping. That's loadmagsfast.com, promo code Dana for free shipping. The end of year is fast approaching, making this an important time to talk about organizations like the Purple Heart Foundation. If you're making arrangements now for your remaining charitable giving in 2018, I'd like to urge you to consider making a cash or car donation to the Purple Heart Foundation. Now, some of the reasons why? Well, we can't rely on the government to take care of our veterans and their families. It's independent groups like the Purple Heart Foundation that really make the difference. The Purple Heart Foundation provides assistance with everything from academic scholarships to support PTSD PTSD research, and so much more. The Purple Heart has been helping veterans since 1957. That's a long history of making a difference for our soldiers. Together, let's join forces and support the Purple Heart Foundation. Tell them you're a Dana Show listener and donate in honor of our nation's heroes. Visit give2purpleheart.org. That's give2purpleheart.org or 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Let's all join the Purple Heart Foundation in honoring their sacrifice with our service.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business, copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The news media to give you the truth.
It's Dana Lash.
And some of this damage from this earthquake, I read 6.9 earlier, now it's been reported a 7.0 earthquake in Anchorage, Alaska. Oh my gosh, these highways have just been utterly destroyed. It's crazy. Oh my goodness. Oh, the, yeah, and Kane and I were talking about the murder or manslaughter because the WFAA, Channel 8 ABC in Dallas, says it's a murder charge. That's different than manslaughter, which would be reckless for the Amber Geiger and the shooting death of Botham Jean. Very interesting. I want to, that's going to, that's, to me, I don't, I, that's very interesting because there's the difference between intent and malice and, very interesting indeed. Let's kick it to Florida Man.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Well, I don't know how this happens, but a Florida woman got drunk, crashed through an airport gate for a joyride, hit a bunch of aircraft before crashing into another gate on her way out. It was a flight training facility and an airfield. Sarasota. A drunk driver crashed into Sarasota-Bradenton International Airport property Wednesday night. It was an unauthorized vehicle crash right through the gate at a nearby flight training school. Two airport officers were dispatched. It remained on the airfield for 2 minutes. It hit the wing of an aircraft and then aircraft and left from a separate gate. So the woman, Mary Dostal, was arrested and held in Manatee County Jail, charged with DUI. She probably is going to face more charges, I would just imagine. Yeah, just. Florida man recognizes his son stealing from Publix and turns him into police. News 4 Jax. Apparently, the man pleads guilty to robbery in a Publix via a bomb threat. Police say he got away with $2,000. Joshua Shellar, 29, he was given 30 months in prison. But his dad turned him in, and he saw reports that the robber had taken a gallon of milk, and he told police, that's just like Joshua, he loves milk, end quote. Wow, okay, that's quite interesting. Yeah. Coming up, we have another hour in store. Beto O'Rourke, well, he's already got a 2020 problem. He ain't going nowhere, I'll tell you why. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin, and we have breaking news report. Fox News reporting that former President George H.W. Bush has passed away. More details on this story as it becomes available. Again, Fox News reporting former President George H.W. Bush has passed away. City official says thousands of residents remain without electricity after a powerful earthquake shook parts of Alaska. Anchorage Municipal Manager Bill Falsey said Friday progress was being made restoring power. Utilities aren't expecting protracted outages. Falsey also said city workers were responding to reports of 28 mainline water breaks and dozens of requests to cut off residential service due to flooding. General Motors number two executive moving from Motor City to Silicon Valley to run the automaker's self-driving car operation.
It's an attempt by GM to advance its vision about robotic vehicles transforming transportation. The transition comes as GM's Cruise Automation subsidiary gears up to introduce a ride-hailing service deploying its driverless technology in GM Chevy Bolt next year. The service is supposed to debut at some point next year in a major U.S. city, with Cruz's home city of San Francisco considered to be among the top candidates.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. GM President Dan Ammann will become the CEO of Cruz at the beginning of next year. He'll replace Cruz co-founder Kyle Vogt. Ukraine's up the ante in a growing confrontation with Russia, announcing a travel ban for most Russian men.
In an escalation of tensions, the chief of the Ukrainian Border Guard Service says all Russian males between 16 and 60 will be barred from traveling to Ukraine while martial law is in place. President Petro Poroshenko says the measures have been taken to prevent the Russian Federation from forming private armies in Ukraine. Meanwhile, intelligence agency officials have searched the home of an influential Russian Orthodox Church cleric, Father Pavlo. Pavlo is suspected of inciting hatred, an accusation he strongly denies.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap. trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
A grand jury hands down a charge of murder to a Dallas officer who killed a man in his own apartment.
30-year-old officer Amber Geiger claims she was tired after working an at least 12-hour shift. She says she mistook 26-year-old Botham John's fourth-floor apartment for her own, which is the same door on a different floor. According to an affidavit, she inserted her key, which has an electronic chip, but the door was slightly ajar, so she thought Botham was a burglar and shot and killed him in his own apartment. Botham's family has filed a lawsuit against Geiger and city officials. Val Dior reporting.
The Kansas City Chiefs released running back Kareem Hunt after a video surfaced that showed the NFL's reigning rushing champion knocking over and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel hallway in February. The team issued a statement shortly after the NFL had placed Hunt on its commissioner exemption list and said that the running back had lied when asked about the incident by team officials. News and analysis at townhall.com. A cybersecurity expert says the law makes it easy for companies like Marriott to be careless with customer data.
A massive data breach at a hotel company's information system? Justin Capo says Marriott should have seen this coming.
It's an instance where you have a hotel who's not in the business of cybersecurity trying to securely store data, which they shouldn't be doing.
Capo, a cybersecurity expert at New York University's Tandon School of Engineering, says Marriott collected and maintained more information on its guests than it needed, and whatever it held should have been in the hands of a firm that specialized in keeping data secure. He says these kind of breaches will keep happening until the law changes so firms know they and not their customers will be penalized for letting data loose. Warren Levinson, New York.
Marriott says that the unauthorized access have been taking place since 2014 and only recently discovered. Again, repeating our top story breaking news, former President George H.W. Bush has died at the age of 94. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Well, then that's the thing, right? I mean, if we were to talk about, say, a Don Lemon, for example, he's called an anchor on the network. He's somebody who gives opinions. It gets confusing after a while. Same thing with Anderson Cooper or Chris Cuomo. They're anchors. Therefore, they should be on there asking questions and gathering information, or Jim Acosta at White House briefings, asking questions, gathering information. Instead, all these people share their innermost feelings on certain topics, their emotions. They debate in certain situations, and that's not what the job is. And I think that's where Mr. distrust comes to within people watching at home and watching the media. They don't know who the anchors are from the opinion people, from the pundits anymore.
True. That's Joe Concha, who's absolutely right in that. Third hour of the program. Hey, Beto O'Rourke has a problem. Well, he's got a lot of them, but so he was saying, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about running 2020, and I have to, it's getting catty. Oh, my gosh, I love this. It's like not even 2020. I mean, it's only 2018, and it's just not even Christmas yet, and it's already getting so catty. My favorite thing in the world are catty, little catty progressives. Oh, goodness. So this is a story that's from The Week, and it says, Beto 2020's Obama problem. And this is where it gets so great. O'Rourke is visibly imitating Obama's affect and speaking style and even looks like him. And he's adopted much of Obama's rhetoric. And it's natural and understandable that ambitious politicos will attempt to cultivate an affect similar to the best politician in a generation. But worryingly, O'Rourke also appears to have the same mixture of rhetoric on social issues and banking policy cynicism, et cetera, et cetera. Well, and that's one of several hot takes that I've read of people who say that they believe that he's kind of copping off Obama style. But then we have this. Ooh, everybody, Rahm Emanuel is a jerk. He's like the Chicago, he's like Kid Rock with no musical talent and no love for America. I'm kidding. I like Kid Rock. He was asked about this, and this is really funny. Beto O'Rourke or Obama. He was asked whether or not he thinks that he's a serious contender for 2020. And he literally said, why would you basically nominate a loser like him? What? Oh, what? That's so great. I mean, he literally lost his Senate race. After he spent how many $80 million? Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Oh, wow.
That's a rare time I agree with Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah, he's like he thinks he's a loser. He was asked, he says, and even Pfeiffer said that, you know, it was Rahm Emanuel and others who were saying, well, why, he's not the strongest candidate in the field. That's kind of what they're intimating here. Whew. So Rahm Emanuel, and he's only the party's new heartthrob right now. He's not going to be later on. I don't know. I feel as though Rahm Emanuel is saving his back pats for somebody who's an Obama acolyte in that realm. Mm-hmm. But they don't like him. It's gonna be a crowded field going into 2020. But they don't like them. They don't like Beto O'Rourke, and I just don't think that he would be. What has he accomplished? He hasn't accomplished anything. And they spent all that money on him, and he only what for a couple of points. They're trying to seed the ground through him. You know. So, oh my heavens, there's all kinds of good stuff out here today. I have to tell you this story that is pretty insane, and it has to do with a student at Harvard who is being told to move. She's being evicted because she doesn't want to be defenseless. Over at Free Beacon, and she reached out as well. We're going to have her on the show next week. A Massachusetts landlord told a Harvard University graduate that he wanted her to move out of her apartment because she legally owned a firearm and her roommates didn't like it. It's pretty crazy. Her name is Layla Perney. And the president of Avid Management said, since it's clear that she wants to keep her firearms, it would be best for all parties if she found somewhere else to live. So she had sent me an email explaining this as how it happened as well. her roommates thought, well, they found that she had a MAGA hat and that she was from Alabama, and so they figured she had a gun. And so they went and rifled through her entire room searching for it. Yeah. They went through, they searched her entire room to find her firearms. And this is just the craziest thing ever that I've ever read. She had told me that she was on a weekend trip, and she says, I'm a well-trained and well-educated legal gun owner. And she had hidden and secured her firearms in her room. And her roommates, because they said, she says they told her, we saw that you had a MAGA hat, and come on, you're from Alabama, so we just kind of assumed that you had something. And they decided while she was away to completely go through her entire room, her drawers, her closet, under her bed, rifling through all of her clothes, her socks, her underwear, everything, trying to find her firearms. And she could not believe that they violated her privacy like that. And and Layla Perny asked, well, why didn't you wait until, why didn't you just ask me? And so they had a house meeting, and she was told that she had, quote, no right to have firearms. And her, she was telling her roommates that she was actually well within her legal rights. And so then they decided to go and tell the landlord, and then the landlord said, well, even though you're doing everything legally, you have to leave. And she said, but six people went into my bedroom and went through every single one of my drawers and completely went through everything. So now she has to leave. And she's trying to gear up for finals, but now she also has to find a new apartment, pack everything up, and move all of her stuff out. Which is this, it's bigotry. It's discriminatory, and it's awfulness. I feel so bad for her. This is ridiculous. And, of course, the roommates violated her privacy. Of course. Now, the Somerville Police Department was also contacted, apparently, by the landlord. They wanted her to go and look at, according to the Free Beacon, she said she had been living there in September without incident, but she had that Make America Great Again hat in her room. And so the landlord contacted Captain James Donovan of the Somerville Police Department to inspect her firearms to make sure they were in compliance with Massachusetts law. Yeah, so Perny agreed and let the police come in after her roommates ransacked her room, apparently, and they said she's in compliance with all applicable laws. She's not breaking any gun laws. And so the roommates still didn't care. They were like, you just know. They thought the guns, quote, might go off on their own, according to Free Beacon. Yeah. So this, and she said that her motivations for owning firearms have been ignored. She is the victim of domestic violence. She is a survivor. While an undergrad, she was in a physically abusive relationship. And she wants to make sure that she can protect herself. But the roommates don't care. She feels as though she's being punished for being a lawful gun owner, and she's right. She is. I wonder if there's grounds for suit against the landlord for discrimination. I really wonder. For moving costs and all of that. Because that's what this is. It's discrimination. You have a bunch of bigots who apparently they want women to be disarmed, vulnerable, and they want them to become victims. That's what I have to assume.
I would say of the two entities, the roommates or the landlord, it'd probably be the roommates that'd be more liable than the landlord. Because the landlord can actually do whatever the landlord decides he wants to do with the property or wants to allow with the property, and he can choose who comes and goes. It's his property. Mm. I would say there's more of a case against the roommates.
Yeah. The roommates are, I would be like, they harassed and they trespassed. Because isn't the room that she rents? I mean, she has some legal protections there. I would say these roommates trespassed. Couldn't you get criminal trespass charges? Harassment?
I would say so.
Emotional bullying? I don't know. I would. I'd get into lawfare. That's me, though. Oh, I completely would. So, I don't know. I mean, it's sad. But she's right. She's being punished for being just a law-abiding gun owner, and she doesn't want to be a victim again. That's so sad. See, I'm tired of people shaming women. Simply because they, all this BS about, oh, we believe women should be empowered. We have to believe women. Me too. Defend women. Believe them. Oh, but my gosh, don't you dare let them have a gun. It's better that, it's more virtuous for them to be victims. Wow. All right, folks. If you haven't already, you need to shop the best price on ammo at Outdoor Limited. You're not going to find better pricing anywhere else. They have a mission to provide the best selection of quality products at the best prices. OutdoorLimited.com, where I get my ammo, they have the widest selection available online. Everything that's on their website is in stock, is literally in stock. It's at their warehouse. It's ready to ship. They're not going to, there's no back orders. They're not another drop shipping company. And the whole team, they're all about defending and supporting your right of self-defense, and they're strong supporters of the NRA. You have to check out OutdoorLimited.com. Great family-owned business featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle. Visit OutdoorLimited.com today and get $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more using code Dana. Check out all of the great prices at OutdoorLimited.com. And don't forget to use promo code Dana. That's OutdoorLimited.com. If you're a regular listener, you've been hearing me talk about Kel-Tec and all the reasons why they're one of my personal favorites. I know from experience that seeing is believing. So I want to speak directly to all of my listeners who are passionate about firearms, shooting, and the safety of your family and your ability to secure your world no matter what. It's time to become a believer and invest in the best firearm money can buy, a Kel-Tec. Even if you already own a Kel-Tec, there are so many good reasons to own them all. The foundation of what Kel-Tec believes goes into every gun. Kel-Tec believes performance is design that helps an accurate shooter be consistently accurate. Performance is also quality of engineering and design as well as manufacturing. Reliability is Kel-Tec performance too. Will it work like it's supposed to, when it needs to, repeatedly and consistently? Performance is also affordability. But then what good are accuracy, quality, reliability, and safety if you can't afford them? Check out KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The sexual revolution is destroying female athletics by redefining Title IX provisions for female athletic competition. A male who is transgender won a world championship cycling race, and in Connecticut, two such males beat all the biological girls in track and field. The Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to redefine gender on a truly fair biological basis only. Well, Pacific Justice Institute supports this correct definition. It is time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution. Parents, visit PJI.org and download our guide to LGBT history taught in our schools.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
As you laugh on Twitter, officials are going to laugh on the Facebook. So, let's go ahead and kick it into some headlines, shall we?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Let's see here. I got a couple. Jay-Z goes after Kanye on a new track because Kanye wore a red hat. Yeah. He says, no red hat, don't Michael and Prince me, yay. They separate you when you got Michael and Prince's DNA. I ain't one of those. I can't say that. You bought my house like a resort. My house bigger than yours. My spouse. Come on, man. My route better, of course. He was going to say my spouse. Why are you over there facepalming? Like, why does he got to be so petty? Grow the hell up. Nobody gives a damn. Good grief. Anyway, golly. It's all just a phallus measuring contest with some of these people. Oh, my word. Dude's fighting. Starbucks is going to finally block customers from watching prawn in its stores after years of pressure. I did not know this was a problem at Starbucks. I don't hang out at Starbucks, so is this a problem? I mean, I heard of the library. They're rolling out a new tool meant to stop customers from watching prawn and viewing explicit content in their stores next year, they told Business Insider. They've been under pressure to do this for years. Apparently, McDonald's and Chick-fil-A have content filters on Wi-Fi. So, yeah, they said that they promised that one group called Enough is Enough said that they promised back in 2016 and haven't done anything yet. So, yeah, so Starbucks is... They're going to get involved and finally do it. I'm not listening to any of you people on Slack right now. So, all of you, shut up. You guys are ridiculous. I can't even handle you. Don't you dare. this is what I wanted. So, you guys remember the universal translator on Star Trek? The universal translator where it just automatically, like, converted every language into English. So, Google has new earbuds that can translate 40 languages instantly in your ear. This comes from Futurism. The Google Pixel earbuds, they're similar to Apple's AirPods, but they're different in that they have this ability to apparently live translate 40 languages with the touch of a button or speaking a prompting phase like help me speak Spanish. Wow. It's only available when the headphones are paired with a Google Pixel 2 phone. Ugh. They're trying to compete. That's boo. I don't want no Google phone. Sorry.
They have some other pretty decent translators out there, though. I'm pretty quick, too.
I'm ready. If you left a big old suitcase of cocaine at the airport, the authorities want to talk to you. This is UPI. Suitcase full of cocaine found at New York airport. Big old carry-on. It's $1.3 million worth of it. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers, they were at JFK. They were searching for a bag that arrived on a flight from Ecuador, and they discovered it contained 38 brick-like packages. And they had 100 pounds of cocaine. Wow. Wow. What? You know they can find that stuff relatively easily, right? I don't... Why would they... people are... And Netflix cancels Marvel's Daredevil because it sucked. I probably have an unpopular opinion, but I didn't like the casting, and I just didn't... Yep. I didn't like... I wasn't a fan of Daredevil. I wasn't a fan of it. I didn't watch it. I don't know. Well, maybe the... I just didn't like the writing, and I didn't care. I wasn't into it. There you go. But I like Marvel. They might redo it some other way. Who knows? And Sheryl Sandberg asked for George Soros research, Facebook acknowledges, after George Soros slammed Facebook as a, quote, menace to society and called for the companies to be regulated. So Sandberg asked for Soros research. And why is this a big deal? This ain't a big deal. He called a company a menace and wants the company to be regulated. That's a big deal. The company going, who the hell is this guy? And looking into him, that's not a big deal. Golly, everybody have 1,000 seats. Nobody cares. All right, folks, we have a lot more in store. We'll have the latest with the earthquake as well. Stay with us. More of the Dana Show, 844-344-DANA. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and it's a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. 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 Blink is an Amazon.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack, the North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb.
The Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
Steve asked me. He's like, is it you that like or didn't like Motown? I love Motown. And I say this because I love this version, but I grew up hearing Dionne Warwick sing this. Like, I don't know, we had a weird collection of Christmas music that included some country and Bing, and then we had some Motown folks, and I loved it. Like, Dionne Warwick, I'm so used to hearing her voice sing this, and so I hear this in a maternal tone, this song. I don't know. Oh. Makes sense? She was great. She had a great version of this.
This just happened to be the version that I dragged and dropped saw at first. I didn't really...
Oh, no, I'm not... I love it, period.
Oh, I like him, too. It's Bing Crosby, right?
But... It's great, but yeah, she did it. Like Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby, nobody can sing that song as good as Eartha Kitt sing that song. Nobody can.
But you know the old Frosty and the Snowman version with the older guy? I like the Motown version.
Yeah.
I like the Motown version way better than the original.
There was back in the day when, like, people really did a good job with Christmas music, and it didn't feel like it was just, oh, I'm just going to put this album out, because, like, they really, I don't know. I have an actual Christmas category in my library where I have so...
Did it seem like there was more collaboration between artists back then with Christmas music?
Yes. There was a lot. Christmas Time All Over the World by Sammy Davis Jr. is one of my favorites, too. Christmas with the Rat Pack is the best. I love crooners. That was, yeah. And there was a lot of it. Yeah, you had a whole Christmas with the Rat Pack. You had Dean, you had Sammy, you had Frank. They were all singing. It was so great. I love the old, oh my gosh. You know a good Christmas album is Christmas with Mahalia. Mahalia Jackson. Oh my goodness. So good. So good. There's a lot. I have all kinds of, you guys want a suggestion for some Christmas bluegrass? Oh, Christmas grass, celebration of Christmas and bluegrass. That's real good. Y'all need to check that one out. I even have Alabama's Christmas album. Yes, I do. I got it all. I got it all. I have jazz. I have Rat Pack, the crooners. I have the gospel. I got a Highland Christmas whenever you want bagpipes. I got it all. I also have Dave Brubeck.
I think last year we had some listeners send in suggestions of stuff that they wanted to hear that we had. Mm-hmm. So
I have Ellis Marsalis and New Orleans Christmas Carol. I have that album. Oh, my goodness. I got everything. I have George Strait's Classic of Christmas. I have Ella and Louis Armstrong, their Christmas album, which is awesome. My Elvis Christmas album, the Elvis Presley Christmas, is amazing. And, of course, you know, he also puts a little bit of them church hymns in there. Take My Hand, Precious Lord. Put that up in the Christmas album. Of course we are. Ooh, my goodness.
Were you the one that didn't like Bruce Springsteen's version of Santa Claus?
Can't do it. No. I have Johnny Mathis Christmas. I have Percy Faith and his orchestra, The Music of Christmas. I have that. I have Perry Cuomo. Oh, my goodness. I have a whole Gene Autry album. Tony Bennett. I have the Three Tenors Christmas. I have Doris Day's Christmas album. I mean, you name it, I got it. I got Harry Connick Jr., great album. I have all Bing Crosby's Christmas everything.
And you started listening, like, right after Thanksgiving?
After Thanksgiving. It's time for Christmas music.
Annually your date every year to start.
I do not put a limit on when I start celebrating the birth of my Lord and Savior.
Okay, I see.
I mean, really, I can be thankful for his birth during Thanksgiving, too. Like, sometimes I'll try to creep in a little just instrumental jazz in, and then my youngest will go, is this Christmas music? Because he gets upset because he says that Thanksgiving doesn't get enough attention, which I agree. But he's like, there's no Thanksgiving music. I'm like, because Christmas is associated with specifically the birth of Jesus, and then we have all the hymns and everything else.
But he's right. There is no Thanksgiving music.
Joy to the world. I'm happy for this turkey.
No, that's not.
Please pass the gravy down.
That is definitely not one.
No?
Of them. No. Never heard of that one.
Well, there's some Thanksgiving. Aren't all? I mean, most songs are about Thanksgiving. Like, you're thankful. Like, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me.
All right.
Give me
there
life.
Are, there are
right?
songs that say thanks to things.
Yes.
But I don't think there's any Thanksgiving songs, though. Like, that actually talk about the spirit of Thanksgiving.
What is the spirit of Thanksgiving?
What do you mean? Like, family and camaraderie and sharing and all of that.
A lot of hymns are like that. Yeah.
But that's not specifically for Thanksgiving.
You guys are forgetting
right about
one big Thanksgiving track.
What's that?
This one. The biggest one of the year.
I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, pork, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken.
Classic.
This makes me hungry now.
Hungry, yeah, exactly.
I'm hungry now. Yep.
Didn't have the desired effect.
Yeah, I know. See, what is that? I mean, I am also thankful, but I am hungry too. Whew. Yeah, I have no problem. All my Christmas stuff is up. It's all up. I ordered a bunch of big old golden balls off Amazon. Yeah. I mean, I get everything up. It's all ready to rock. Woo! Merry Christmas! Happy birthday, Jesus! Already. Woo! So, yeah, I'm stoked about it. I'm actually having a Christmas party, too. I'm having a Christmas party.
Isn't there some debate as to when Jesus was really born?
Yeah, some people say it was in the spring because that's when the shepherds would be out.
Some people say it was like in September.
I think that's irrelevant to the argument. Whenever it happened, people just, you know.
We just picked the day to celebrate
that. Yeah.
Because we really don't have any scientific
proof. It is. You've got to have the I do actually have, I have some Twisted Sisters. I have some of their Christmas songs. I don't know if I actually have the whole album. Jack is asking me this on the socials. Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, I got me some Christopher Lee, and I got me some Ramones. And I have me a Punk Christmas, and I have, oh, my gosh, I have all of it. I got a metal. I literally have a thing called Metal Christmas. Oh, that's a real thing. I feel like this needs to, I need to, like, publish this on Facebook. Just a big, giant post with all. And then I'm not even getting into my Spotify list of stuff that I necessarily can't find on iTunes, but I found it on Spotify for some reason. I'm not even getting into that. Wait, let me get my Metal Christmas up. Hold up. Oh, and I also have New Orleans Christmas, which I don't know why, but I'm like, I need that. I have all, goodness. Oh, and I have a Danny Elfman, which
don't you
is
even have the Michael
music.
Bublé one? Like the one where
the farting on your presence?
Yeah, the farting on your presence.
No. For the people at who are like, what, that's not his album title. It's what it looks like he's doing. And I love sending that out every year to my mom because she is, she loves her some Michael Bublé, and I just think it's hysterical. He doesn't have a bad voice. It's just, I'm not...
I mean, I guess some people wouldn't call him a crooner necessarily, but he's in line with, like, Rat Packy type crooning.
Yeah. So I have I have Metal Christmas featuring Jingle Balls by Korn. Don't hate me, I like Korn. Nobody... Oh, Alice Cooper, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Christopher Lee, Selections from Darkest Carols, which I also have that. And then we have Lacuna Coil, Twisted Sister, AC/DC, Mistress for Christmas. That's off the Razor's Edge album. What else do I? Oh, Rob Halford, Halford the Third, Winter Songs, wherein he serenades us with "Oh Holy Night."
It is beautiful. Back on Tuesday, we put that on.
We did. We played that back on Tuesday. He also sings "We Three Kings" and all kinds of good stuff. Typo Negative, Christmas Morning. Actually, it's called "Red Water," Christmas Morning. Really good stuff. The Ramones, "Merry Christmas," "I Don't Want to Fight," all kinds of good stuff. So I have literally everything. "Christmas for Everyone" off the Halford album. Which I have, let's see here. Yeah, there's all kinds of good stuff. And then I ain't even getting into the country Christmas, although I can't play Merle Haggard because I'm not over what he did to Shania. So I just deleted that off of my library. He had a Christmas song that was on this. I had me some Trace Adkins. I got me some Burl Ives. George Strait's Christmas Cookies is so good. I got me that. I got me some Clint Black. Some Tammy Wynette singing "White Christmas." I got me some Oak Ridge Boys singing "What They Like About Christmas." Got me some Statler Brothers talking about old toy trains. Dwight Yoakam. Can I get an amen? "Santa Can't Stay." Oh, yeah. Rascal Flatts. Oh, I got some good stuff. Leanne Womack. Charlie Pride. "Santa and the Kids." Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah. Ronnie Millsap. I got all kinds of good stuff. Dolly singing with bells on. And that was when she was in her, that was when she was doing the Kenny Rogers duet era. Like "Islands in the Stream." By the way, wherever I am, I don't care if it's a grocery store. I don't care where it is. I hear "Islands in the Stream" come on. Because that was what everybody played when I was a little kid. I will sing that song, "Islands in the Stream." Because you have to. You have to stop and immediately get your harmony right. You got to get your parts right. I mean, that is important. I got all kinds of stuff. Reba McEntire, the Queen. I have even forgiven Willie for getting behind Beto in his old age. So I have some Willie Nelson's "White Christmas," all that stuff. So I got some really good songs. So I could play Christmas music every single break from now until Christmas. But some of you are like, it's too early. It's not. But and I'm not doing it every break yet.
Tomorrow's the first day of December. I mean, people have to.
Then we're going to start very carefully.
Yeah, you have to accept Christmas Eve in December, right?
I'm totally fine with, like, Christmas.
Kind of an unwritten rule.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally fine. Oof. We can just follow la la la. All right, one thing I want, actually a couple things here before we get going. I shared on the Twitters a great study that was put out. New American has the link. Armed citizens thwart active shooters 94% of the time. Mm-hmm. There's some stats there. And I also want to look into, and that made me think, the story that we had yesterday, what was it? It was over 70,000 deaths that we've had this year because we had the lifespan, remember, it was part of Quick Five, the life expectancy in the United States has actually decreased again. And it's because of the opioid epidemic. It's because of drugs, drug overdoses and opioids. And we had, what, over 70,000 deaths due to drugs? Do you realize that that's more than all of the homicides committed with firearms from 2012 to 2016? You didn't know? Yeah. It's over 70,000. That was the number that we... Let me pull this up. Let me pull this up. Because we had... I had this... I had this yesterday. Give me... I'm sorry. I'm going back through my archives here. The life expectancy has declined. And it's really due to the opioid epidemic and drugs. Drug overdoses set a record last year, over 70,000, 70,237. Okay? That's crazy. 47,000 of those were deaths from drugs sold on the street, fentanyl, heroin. It's the opioid epidemic. Now, I want to go, let me just bear with me here. Bear with me. Because I also want to get through, I was looking at the FBI uniform crime reports, right? So we have, what was it, 70,200 something? Is that what the number was that I had? I'm actually doing all the math here right now, so give me a second. So that was 70,000. So looking at the homicide data table, and this is, let's just take from 2012 to 2016. I want to take all of the homicides that were due to illegally possessed firearms, right? All of the homicides that were due to illegally possessed firearms, and most often these are by repeat offenders and all this stuff. And I want to look at I want to just compare this. So all of the overdoses and all of the deaths that we have seen due to drugs, that is, what was it, 70,237 for the year of 2017. The amount of overdoses and drug deaths in 1 year, 2017, is greater than all of the homicides from firearms from 2012 to 2016, which total from 2012 to 2016, on average, it's about 12,000 a year, 13,000 a year. It's 66,200. And that's from 2012 to 2016. And more people, and Steve is right, more people die of opioids per day than 9/11. That is an epidemic. That's an epidemic. And it's my lane.
Yeah, no kidding. And also, by the way, it far exceeds even their inflated number of quote-unquote violent gun mm-hmm. deaths per year, because they like to tout this 30-plus thousand number, when in fact 20,000 of it is suicides every year.
Yes.
And so people just don't get it. They don't want to talk about what the real issue is. They want to see where the most political hay can be made.
Right, exactly. And that's what it's all about. We have to get moving. I know Patriot Mobile is a great cell phone company. This is what I've used. I've used them for about 5 years now. And, we use our phones constantly, so we should use them to make change, really. Patriot Mobile does that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And right now you have 24 hours for conservatives to take advantage of the buy one, get one free line offer at Patriot Mobile. So today's the last day. Buy one, get one free line at Patriot Mobile. Switch to super fast, super reliable nationwide cell coverage. And they offer a contract buyout, $500 per line up to $1,500 per account credits. It's awesome. Support the issues that you believe in, religious freedom, Second Amendment, strong border security, and feel good about funding the right agendas every time you use your phone. Stop funding Big Mobile. And again, last day, 24 hours, yeah, well, less than now. Buy one, get one free, a line at Patriot Mobile. Buy one line, get another line free for 12 months. Switch to Patriot Mobile. It's easy. Unlimited plans start at $20 a month, so don't wait. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Make the switch today by visiting or calling PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Valid 11/22 to 12/118. Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details.
This Sound Perspective is brought to you by Glint, reintroducing gold as money. The U.S. mortgage market that triggered the global financial crisis remains severely exposed to bad debt, harboring a liquidity risk that no one is talking about, according to a report authored by the Federal Reserve and Berkeley University of California. The report reveals that non-bank lenders have provided mortgages to borrowers who would not be lent to by a bank. These lenders, quote, have minimal resources to bring to bear in a stress scenario, and these exact same liquidity issues unfolded during the financial crisis, leading to the failure of many non-bank companies, requests for government assistance, and harm to consumers, end quote. Worryingly, those same vulnerabilities are not only still present, but pose an even greater risk to the system today, because the non-bank sector is an even larger part of the market and subject to far greater liquidity risks and less scrutiny. As of 2016, these non-bank financial institutions originated close to 50% of all mortgages and 75% of mortgages with explicit government backing. It's never been easier to protect your money from market fluctuations and debt crisis by saving in gold. Glint allows you to save and spend gold instantly through its unique app and MasterCard. To start using gold to protect your wealth, download the Glint app now by visiting glintpay.com. That's glintpay.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
I'm here with Dr. Premila Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Redding Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Miss anything from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
I need to correct myself really quickly. It's actually lower, the deaths due to homicides used from firearm. When I tallied my 66,000 number and looking at the FBI Uniform Crime Report, because I noted that after I was looking at this article with the Washington Post that they put out, how drug overdoses set another annual record in 2017, cresting at 70,237, up from 63,000 the year before. And this is actually... this is contributing to our a decreased lifespan for people in the United States. I actually added, when I was looking at homicide rates for our homicides, a 2016 crime report that looked at 2012 to 2016. I was actually totaling all weapons, including drownings and explosives. When you just look at firearms, it's like almost less than half of that at 46,000. So you were looking at 70,237 deaths due to drug usage and drug overdoses, with over half of that being from the opioid epidemic, compared to 46,445 from illegally used firearms. There's your epidemic.
Why.
That's my lane.
That explains why they would inflate their number,
mm-hmm.
because they can't compete, obviously.
Exactly.
All right, so we have time for today's Code Pink. Her name is Ariel Gold. She was out there mixing up Sean King with Steve King when talking about white supremacy. This was last night.
On a witch hunt against Linda Sarsour for being a strong Palestinian Muslim woman, rather than dealing with the fact that we have white nationalism in the Senate, in the House, and in the White House.
We have... wait a second.
We do?
Wait, what? What?
Okay, well, for whatever reason, it stopped.
Well, because she missed, she confused Sean King and Steve King.
Yeah, she said Sean King, and then it was Steve King who she was talking about. So,
wow.
Another example of Code Pink stupid.
Wow, wow, wow. Folks, that does it for us today. Have a great weekend. God bless you, and I'll be back with you on Monday.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Former President George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has passed away.
Texas was his home, but he loved the coast of Maine. The Texas flag flying high in Kitty Bunkport. Former President Bush was 94 and had been hospitalized for low blood pressure and fatigue in May. A week after arriving in Maine to spend the summer, he'd battled health issues for the last several years. His wife, Barbara, passed away back in April, Val Dior reporting.
Mr. Bush, also a World War II hero, a Texas congressman, the director of the CIA, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. The great-grandfather was married to his wife, Barbara, for more than 70 years. Again, our top story, former President George H.W. Bush has passed away at the age of 94. Alaska's been hit with powerful earthquakes.
The city of Anchorage felt the quake.
Sorry, it's still shaking up here.
TK Turk at Sammy's City Diner says she is used to earthquakes.
Usually you can keep walking and just feel it, but this one, nope.
The quake threw a full-grown man out of his bathtub Anchorage's police chief says he was told parts of a scenic highway that heads toward mountains and glaciers have sunken and completely disappeared. The fire chief, Jody Hetrick, says people need to check for damage.
If you can see through walls or the whole, your house looks like it's leaning to the, listing to the left a little bit, that's probably not a good idea to state.
President Trump says the federal government will spare no expense helping Alaska, saying you have been hit hard by a big one. I'm Ed Donahue.
The group of 20 summit in Argentina enters its crucial second and final day with hours left for diplomats to bridge divisions on world trade and tackling migration. Saturday also a highly anticipated meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pat Boone again, and I've never before endorsed a pain relief product of any kind until now, until Relief Factor. My wife is thrilled because of her neck and shoulder pain. And let's face it, almost everybody over 50 has occasional aches and pains due to aging or exercise. And the three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free, and the majority of people who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Relatives of people aboard Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 that disappeared 4 years ago presented five pieces of possible plane debris to the government on Friday and called for a renewed search for the missing jet. Voice 370 support group spokeswoman Grace Nathan, while displaying a possible piece of the plane's floor panel, calls for wider searches for the missing jet.
Until today, with almost 5 years, every single piece of debris that we have has been found by a member of the public. The official investigation has found nothing. So I think that, they should be more encouraged to take more of an initiative to launch more of a more search or more efforts.
Blaine Gibson, the American Wreckage Hunter, says the piece of debris could provide the plane may have shattered on impact.
That tells us something, because if the floor actually fractured, that tells us that this plane really shattered and there's not an intact fuselage underwater.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Did Albert Einstein believe in God? Two artifacts up for auction provide some clues.
Two artifacts being auctioned in New York contain clues to the spiritual beliefs of Albert Einstein. The 20th century's best-known physicist was constantly questioned about his religious beliefs, and biographers say those beliefs varied over time. Sotheby's is auctioning a Bible in which Einstein inscribed in 1932. This book is an inexhaustible source of living wisdom and consolation. But Christie's is auctioning a 1954 letter in which Einstein declared, "The Word of God for me is nothing more than the expression and product of human weaknesses." I'm Walter Ratliff.
Nashville's police union blasting the city's plans to award up to $15 million in incentives for Amazon's new facility, calling it corporate welfare. Again, to repeat our top story, former President George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has passed away at the age of 94. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Folks, it is constitutional for a school to celebrate religious holidays like Christmas. Why? Well, the celebration of such holidays have been upheld as serving a genuine secular purpose of broadening student understanding of other beliefs and customs.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Another scandal. Oh, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I picked up my Washington Post today, and I was as shocked as they were at CNN to learn that President Trump is at the center of the Mueller probe. What? Nobody saw this coming. Wait a minute, you mean this Mueller probe, the ever-expanding Mueller probe, which has been inserted deeply into our body politic, at the center of the probe is President Trump? Why didn't you guys tell us this sooner? This changes everything. Can't believe this. Absolutely nuts. Then I turned on CNN at 6 a.m. I have to, it's my job. And I couldn't believe it, but they didn't want to, you know, go with their own reporting, so they just kind of read from the Washington Post story. And CNN learned from the Washington Post today. It's right here on the front page of the Washington Post. It's a headline on the front page. Trump, individual one is newly cast as center of special counsel's probe. Probe. But wait a minute. What the hell have we been talking about for the last year and a half? Who did we think was at the center of this investigation? I'm flummoxed. I'm flabbergasted. I'm aghast. I say, wait till you hear this audio. And the media, they're just absolutely apoplectic about everything every day. They are one collective cartoon character jumping up out of a chair every day, throwing a stack of papers in the air, whoop, 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 spinning around like Curly and sprinting into a wall, falling over like a log. That's the news media every day when they get out of bed. And the Washington Post and CNN continue to embarrass themselves as never before, I think, almost as never before. Have they ever embarrassed themselves like this before? I guess they have. It's the Dr. Evil Post. It's the, what's their slogan again? It looks like a newspaper, but it's not. What an awful embarrassment. If you worked at the Washington Post, it must be very embarrassing to work at the Washington Post or at CNN. God knows. I tell you, I had an interesting episode yesterday, last night. It was dark out, but it gets dark early. And I want to talk about it a little bit later. I ran into someone and had a nice conversation with someone, and I cannot reveal who the person was because it's Washington. You know, everybody's got to be anonymous and all that stuff. But a fascinating conversation about someone that CNN tried to hire, but the person refused to be hired by CNN, and I'll explain why. I'll explain why a little bit later. Shocked, I say, shocked to find that that President Trump is newly cast as center of special counsel's probe. I'm slack-jawed. It takes a lot to leave me slack-jawed these days with the news media because they're such a clown car of ridiculousness. But this one has got to take the 10-layered cake because it is just berserk, absolutely berserk. We've got lots of and Alan Dershowitz, my pal Alan Dershowitz. I've never met Alan Dershowitz, I don't think, and he's not really my pal. But he comes out and he tells the truth, kind of unaffected by the politics of it all, and he's a smart guy, and I think he knows a thing or two about the law. And he's the guy, a college professor emeritus of law at the Harvard School of Law. And among his the students that went through Harvard Law while he was there, Ted Cruz and Barack Obama, to name but two. There are hundreds of names that you would know that had Dershowitz as a professor or should have while they were there. And he, of course, famously said that Ted Cruz was one of the brightest, smartest, most brilliant, I think the word he used was brilliant, students that he ever had in his about a half century of being a law professor at Harvard. And then he was asked about Barack Obama, and he gave an answer something like, I believe Barack Obama attended Harvard Law School, too. But it's he didn't get the praise, the high praise. I think it would be fair to say that that perhaps, you know, it's not easy being, you know,
It's not easy being. Which, who am I going to be talking to when we come up at the thing there? Because I can't really do that right now. Now, there are lots of other funny stories out today, too, having to do with all kinds of wacky things. And let me just say this in short, and then I'll explain, and I have lots of audio to play, and you will enjoy it very much. Why this whole Cohen thing that the news media is apoplectic about today? And again, I've got friends texting me this morning saying, that's it. And I got a phrase from a friend this morning. I said, what do you say? Oh, the walls are closing in. The walls are really closing in on your boy. And I'm like, it's the old walls are closing in thing again. How many times have we heard the walls are closing in routine from the phonies and the news media? I'm just amazed that they can keep this up day after day, month after month, year after year at this point, with all of the lunacy that they peddle. And you know, that whole caravan thing, they're happy to just stop talking about that. That's all over. Forget about the MS-13 guy that was grabbed. Forget about all that stuff. Forget it. It's time to focus on Michael Cohen. He flipped. He turned. Oh, no. Wait a minute. What did he say? He said that originally they had been talking about a project in Moscow until January, and now we've learned, 2016 during the campaign, and now we've learned that they talked about it through July. Oh, no. They talked about it through July and not January? Well, it's time to burn the Capitol. We've got to storm the Bastille. They talked about it through July, and before we thought they only talked about it through January. I can't believe that. That's it. Trump is dead. Now he's toast. He's going to prison. And this morning on CNN, they're literally excited. They think they're going to put Donald Trump Jr. in prison, Ivanka Trump in prison, and Jared Kushner in prison. They think they're going to put them all in prison because they're in the real estate business. And they were talking about real estate during the campaign while their father and father-in-law was running for president. And they think at CNN, at the Washington Post, I guess, that you're not allowed to do that. Like Jimmy Carter is not allowed to run a peanut farm while he's running for president. It is the most ridiculous embarrassment. CNN is a tragic, horrible joke. And of course, Dr. Evil and his daily Democrat Party press release. Not much better. Pardon me, but all kinds of wacky. You see, Kansas, the state of Kansas, they have license plates with letters and numbers. Perhaps you've seen similar things attached to cars where you are. And the state of Kansas, they allowed license plates to come out with these letters in this sequence. J-A-P. Dun, dun, dun. All right, everybody in the whole state of Kansas is racist. J-A-P. And then I'll get to this, but somebody from California complained, a person from California complained, and so they're doing away with the J-A-P. Now they're going to become collector's items, I guess. That's what's going to happen, is they're going to become collector's items. That's a fun one. We've got the swastikas painted on the inside of a college professor's office in New York. Actually learned about this yesterday. A Jewish law professor, a 77-year-old woman, I think, and somebody spray-painted with red spray paint swastikas in the inside of her office. And it's a big thing. And there are a few things to say about that, about what the New York City police said recently about hate crimes there and all kinds of crazy stuff. And let me also say this, because this is our once a year thing. Once a year on this humble radio broadcast, we do something different. You may have noticed that I never do interviews. Some people have noticed that. Not everybody has noticed that. The last interview I did on the show was President Trump. All right? And I just don't do interviews. A lot of people like to do interviews. I don't. What does anybody have to say that I can't already say probably better myself? That's what I've got to say quite humbly. But once a year, we do what we call a radiothon. It's a fundraiser. This is not NPR. We're not raising money for us to buy our summer homes. We're not raising money so that Judy Woodruff can buy another golden Mercedes station wagon. That's not why we raise money once a year on this radio broadcast. The reason that we raise money once a year on this radio broadcast is for Fisher House, my favorite charitable organization. It's an extraordinary organization, the Fisher family, which owns the Intrepid Museum in New York, the aircraft carrier, and all kinds of great stuff. Patriotic family, great Americans, very successful in real estate, and they give back. They created the Fisher Houses, which they generally describe as the McDonald, the Ronald McDonald House for our military veterans, for wounded veterans, and for veterans suffering from health issues and their families. And it provides housing to the families of military people, generally wounded in combat, but also fighting things like cancer and things like that. And so once a year, we raise money and for the Fisher House. And we have a telephone number for you. It's 888-294-8560. And with that, I have on the line Michael Halula. Michael Halula is, Michael's son David is an Army veteran, suffered catastrophic brain injuries in a car wreck in December of 2007, and they have experience with Fisher House, as you might imagine, and Michael Halula is with us this morning, and Michael, thank you for being here.
Oh, good morning. I'm honored to be part of this effort.
So am I. Every year, I'm truly honored to be part of the Fisher House fundraising effort. Tell us your story, if you could, Michael.
Well, like you mentioned, about 10 years ago or so, my son and his family were coming home for Christmas from Fort Carson, Colorado, to our home in Wisconsin. And like you said, they suffered a horrific car accident, and he had a catastrophic brain injury.
Uh-huh.
Over the years, he kept going from medical center to medical center for continued treatment, and most of the time, it was in the Milwaukee area. But one of the hospitals is up in the Minneapolis VA hospital, And my wife and I would travel up there every other weekend to visit, to be strong for him, but it got to be expensive. And then a Fisher House representative approached us and told us about their facility, and it gave us a place to stay. We didn't have to worry about where we were going to sleep, what we were going to eat. It helped us help our son. It was a beautiful place. The beds, everything was just, and the volunteers, they're the best of all people.
Well, they most certainly are. And Michael had joined the Army, had volunteered for the Army, and when this catastrophic accident happened, he was preparing to deploy to Iraq.
That's right. He was due to ship out about 3 or 4 weeks later in the early 2008.
And he hadn't deployed to that point. He hadn't deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan previously.
That's correct.
Right.
He was looking forward to it.
He
should be doing.
He's a gung-ho young American, joined the Army, signed up to put himself in harm's way and preparing to deploy to Iraq. And this catastrophic act, this tragic accident happens. And then he finds himself in the veterans' healthcare system, the VA healthcare system, and a lengthy process for Michael. Andrea Long Chu, which is not a satiric name. The headline is, "My New Vagina Won't Make Me Happy." My new vagina won't make me happy. This is what Democrats are dealing with. Now, I feel for the Democrats. I know that there's a lot of gender dysphoria among their ranks. I know that they're distressed by this. But Andrea Long Chu apparently plans on lopping off the, chop chop square time for old Captain Happy over there. And Andrea Long Chu, I guess I can call Andrea Long Chu him and he now, looking for pronouns. "My new vagina won't make me happy, and it shouldn't have to," is the subheadline. And Andrea Long Chu writes, "Next Thursday, I will get a vagina. The procedure will last around 6 hours, and I'll be in recovery for at least 3 months. Until the day I die, my body will regard the vagina as a wound. As a result, it will require regular, painful attention to maintain." I have a suggestion for you. Just a thought. I mean, if it's not until Thursday, disaster can be averted, and you can just call the whole thing off and, keep Captain happy and... This is what I want, writes Andrea Longchu, but there is no guarantee it will make me happier. In fact, I don't expect it to. That shouldn't disqualify me from getting it. Sure, you guys sort that out and get back to us later, would you?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The natural habitat of a creepy doll is a horror movie. It can't help being creepy. It's that small, fixed smile and those never-closing eyes, always watching you, plotting, which you're imagining. It's mindless. But when the creepy doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them easy access to emergency roadside service through an award-winning app, it knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. The only question is, how did the creepy doll move from the bedroom to the hallway? I would get out of the house.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved one should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
Visiting Angels. America's choice in home care.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program is proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Down there. We are at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Hope everybody had a happy, harmonious, peaceful, uncomplicated Thanksgiving with family, and that it was good and not crazy as so many things are these days. Whole bunch of stories having to do with Democrats and their gender issues. When President Obama became president, there were two genders and then a very little bit of wiggle room built in there. Can you say wiggle room in this context? I think no. I think the answer is no. Wiggly room. And now there are how many? I don't know, 58 at Facebook. And a great deal of stuff to get to, and periodic interviews with people that have had experience with Fisher House. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Also talking about President Trump and the Michael Cohen plea deal yesterday and the media apoplexy and all that good stuff. Let's go to David in Alexandria, Virginia. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning. First off, I really like what you're doing with the Fisher House. I support that, and I'm a contributor, so I definitely want to say that. But on another note, I just want to point out that this smoking gun is not quite there for President Trump, but it's inching closer and closer. And what I would suspect is that if there were a smoking gun, people like you and also the supporters who I call rhinos, religious in name only, who have no moral high ground to check their morals at the church when they leave, for them to continue to support Donald Trump when he, in fact, is getting closer and closer to that smoking gun, to me, is I consider treasonous. I consider unpatriotic.
The old treason stuff. Okay. And closer, and the smoking gun is closer and closer to what? To proving what?
To proving exactly what they were saying in the very beginning of the contest when he ran for the president.
Which
at
is
first,
what?
They started off,
which is at what?
At first, they started off saying that he didn't have any contacts with Russia. Well, evidence came out. Then they said they didn't have any meeting in the Trump Tower. Well, evidence came out. But every time the rhinos...
They didn't say they didn't have a meeting. No, that's just not true. You're watching MSNBC, I think. Now, there was no, like, we didn't have a meeting with Russians in Trump Tower, and then it came out. That didn't happen. That's not true. And look, if the president is found guilty of colluding, I'll be against him.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's Forever Furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The Ann Things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business coffee, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
70.
The walls are closing in. You know, we have a collection of audio clips from phony baloney news people that go back to April of 2017. That would be, let me do my gazintas here. April, May, June, July. That's 3 months into his presidency. 90 days in, and already the walls were closing in.
Also, be sure to check out my newest column for the Daily Beast, entitled, The Political Walls Are Closing In on Donald Trump.
The walls are closing in. They've been closing in for so long. Boy, those walls. It's like an Edgar Allan Poe thing. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. There's a giant boulder rolling down a slide coming toward President Trump, and he's running away with a bullwhip and a hat. A bullwhip? It's not a Mapplethorpe reference. Calm down. It's all right. I marvel that they can generate this kind of hysteria every time there's a blip on the radar screen. Yeah, Michael Cohen, the fixer, the lawyer, he told Congress that they stopped talking about a project in Moscow in January of 2016. But it turns out now, he says, the last conversation they had was in July of 2016. Stop the presses. You know, somebody hit the buzzer because we got to stop the world from turning. It turns out that a guy who was in the real estate business, who wasn't expected to win, and he didn't expect to win the presidency, was actually conducting business while he was running for president because he is an international real estate tycoon and a billionaire. And he's a guy with buildings all over the world that has that have his name on top of them. And how do you think you get from here to there? By being Hillary Clinton? You know, Hillary Clinton took in tens of millions of dollars from Russians and Russian interests while she was Secretary of State to the Clinton Foundation. And after she left the State Department, while she was obviously running for the presidency of the United States, Russians were throwing millions and millions and millions of dollars at the Clinton Foundation. You think there was any intention of a quid pro quo there? No, they just like the Clinton Foundation and the work that the Clinton Foundation was doing. And if you believe that, you're dumb enough to have a show on MSNBC. You could be a morning anchor on CNN, like that Berman guy. My God, this Berman guy. Where do you hear this stuff I've got this morning? It's berserk. Did you know, this is wackadoodle all the day. There is a movie coming out with Christian Bale. You familiar with this? Who is going to be playing Richard B. Cheney, Dick Cheney, former Vice President of the United States, former Secretary of Defense, former Chief Executive Officer, I think he was, of the Halliburton Corporation. Before that, a member of the House of Representatives, White House Chief of Staff. Pretty amazing guy. He's got an amazing career. And the left hates him because he mumbles a little, but he's too competent for them. He's capable, he's experienced, he's brilliant in the corporate world, in the government world, public sector, private sector. So they're making a slanderous movie about him, a smear movie about him. And Christian Bale, who's a fine actor, I like him as an actor, he's playing Dick Cheney, okay? And it's going to be a total hatchet job because that's their job. They're Hollywood. They're the left. They're the Soviet Union. And who was it? I think it was Brezhnev. It was Khrushchev. I'm sorry. The Soviet leader who said, if I had Hollywood, I'd have the world. Well, they have Hollywood, and they're working on the world. But this slanderous anti-Dick Cheney movie is coming to theaters soon. I intend to wait until it reaches cable. I don't care. You know, I like Christian Bale and all that stuff. Just another, it's like the movie W. Who made that? That was Lunatic. What's his name? Oliver Stone. Was it Oliver Stone? And on W. And they make the movie Nixon, right? And they're all just completely slanderous. You notice that they haven't made any movies about Jimmy Carter. They haven't made any movies about Bill Clinton. They haven't made any movies. There was The Path to 9/11 a little bit. Told a little bit of truth there. And then it aired on ABC. And then ABC made every copy of the movie disappear. Although a nice listener did send me a DVD copy of The Path to 9/11, and that's good. But they made it disappear. It will never air again on cable or anyplace else because it gets too close to telling the truth about Bill Clinton not taking out bin Laden when they had opportunity after opportunity to do that. So the Democrats quashed it. Now, it did air once, and then that was it. Okay? And that's it. But generally, Hollywood makes movies about Republicans, and they're just insulting, and they're designed to be. There's also a movie coming up that is about Fox News and the sex scandal there, Fox News and the so-called sex scandal there. And that's going to be big, and they're casting all the people to look like Fox News anchors and things. And Roger Ailes is a villain, and you know, all the people they hate are villains. And they're making this $100 million movie to attack Fox News, $100 million movie to attack Dick Cheney. The propaganda machine of the Democrat Party is just boundless. And the Soviet Union only dreamed of having a propaganda machine like this. And they've got CNN and MSNBC, too. I learned today in Dr. Evil's post that they're also producing a movie about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but it's going to be a fluffernutter job. It's going to be a hoot. Have they started calling her AOC yet? Because they, you know, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they call RBG, and they've got to start calling her AOC. The news media's got to come up with a catchy kind of phrase for her to puff her up. She is, after all, the David Hogg of Congress. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she knows nothing. In fact, everything that she does know is wrong. Classic Ronald Reagan, she's a manifestation of Ronald Reagan's line that it's not that liberals don't know anything, it's just that so much of what they know is wrong. But the Democrats have a propaganda film coming out, the Washington Post is proud to announce, that will fluff up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They had these documentary movies, and now a dramatic movie coming out about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And it's the heroic figure, right? But Ronald Reagan, he's slandered in every movie. One of the greatest leaders of the 20th century, top three. And they just slander him and smear him. Dick Cheney, great American, great public servant. They smear him. W was W, had some tough times. But they smear him. They smear everybody except their own. They fluff them like nobody's business. It's just, it's good to be a Democrat. The David Hogg of Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, has a documentary film coming about her. It'll have broad theatrical release. It will be a big deal. All the networks, all the papers will puff it up. It will make hundreds of billions of dollars. It will be filled with falsehoods and omissions, and it will be an act of fraud, Soviet-style propaganda. Just as the Fox News major theatrical motion picture will be, just as the Ruth Bader Ginsburg major theatrical release coming soon to theaters near you, just as the Dick Cheney slander will be, and this is what Hollywood does. It's the left. They have the levers of power, the means of production for the propaganda ministry that that we have in the United States of America. It's what, which, oh yeah, South Side with You, the Obama movie. That's right. And it wasn't, it's like North Korea. Honestly, this is like, and the Dear Leader had this movie made about him. South Side with You with Michelle. I watched the movie. I might even have the DVD. I'm not sure. But I watched the movie. And you know, the truth is, I thought it was kind of a pleasant movie. I thought it was, but it's North Korean style propaganda.
I just want to do more.
Yeah, so do I. I wonder if I can write books or hold a position of influence in civil rights.
Politics?
Maybe.
Politics? Maybe. Ah, that's Michelle. And the story is Michelle and Barack go on their first date. South Side with You. There is one line in there, and this is, and the movie kind of, it hit the theater. I think John Legend was the idol worshiping executive producer, and it was just a total fluff job, and still it did not meet the standards of the Obama people. It was not, it didn't spend enough time praising him and Michelle. It was not, it wasn't gushing enough for and so it hit theaters. I saw it. Almost nobody else saw it. It was a perfectly pleasant little movie, but it is pure propaganda, pure 100% propaganda. Although there was one line, one single line in there that was a little bit critical, and that was when Barack and Michelle showed up at a community center on the South Side. And it was the first time they were meeting Michelle, the people at the community center. They said, one of them said, well, finally a sister.
This Barack woman, Michelle.
Finally a sister. Mm-hmm.
We're not together.
Finally a sister. Because, you know, wink, wink, he always dated the white girls until Michelle came along. Because the Democrats in Chicago, they told him, they said, You can't. You're running for politics as a Democrat in the south side of Chicago for a state senate. You can't be hanging out with white women. Come on. Look what we did to Brother Clarence. We can't allow that. That they won't let that happen. So that's when Barack stopped dating white girls. When they explained to him in Chicago that, in no uncertain terms, that you cannot rise in the Democrat Party as a black man if you're hanging out with a white woman. That's the thing. That's what that's all about. And I have great audio. I think David, if David is still listening out there, who we spoke to a little earlier, if he's still listening, you got to hang in there, David, because after you listen to the next hour of my program, you will say, yeah, I guess the walls aren't closing in. Well, I guess that, what was the phrase that he used? Smoking gun. Yeah, there's the smoking gun. The smoking gun. There's no gun that is smoking. It's just, and if there is, then I'll say, hey, look at this. There was collusion, and they proved collusion. If there was collusion, we would have read it in the New York Times long ago. It's not there. All right, and today we are doing our once a year fundraiser for my favorite organization, the Fisher House. It's a radiothon. It's a fundraiser. We do it one day a year. And we ask you to contribute generously. Give $1 million, give $1,000, give $100, give $1 to Fisher House at 888-294-8560. And while I never do interviews, last interview was President Trump. Well, and not was Michael Halula, actually. We have on the line Craig and Annie Remsburg, and Craig and Annie Remsburg are the parents of Corey Remsburg, who was injured and was unfortunately in a position to take advantage of what Fisher House has to offer. Craig, Annie, Mr. and Mrs. Remsburg, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Can you tell us your story, what your experience is with Fisher House, and what happened to your son, Corey?
Yes. Our son, Corey, was an Army Ranger. He experienced an IED explosion in Afghanistan. He, on his 10th deployment,
Phew.
He was then airlifted to an area right there in Afghanistan for crucial treatment, but then they finally airlifted him to Landstuhl,
mm-hmm.
and we were called to Germany because they did not think he was going to make it.
Mm.
So that was our first experience with a Fisher House, and I can't say enough how we could never, ever have gotten along without the Fisher House. They were phenomenal.
Now, Landstuhl in Germany is the main medical facility for the U.S. military in Europe. And when you're medevaced out of Iraq or Afghanistan, Landstuhl, if you're severely wounded, Landstuhl might be your first stop. And for critical care and perhaps long-term care before coming back to the United States. And the Fisher House people constructed Fisher Houses in Landstuhl because of the number of American families dealing with what you were dealing with. And they have them across the United States near VA medical facilities. And tell us about your experience. Now, when you land there, it's like instead of having to land there, Craig and Annie, you didn't have to hit the ground and try to figure out where a hotel was near the medical facility at Landstuhl and so on. And did Fisher House people come and greet you and bring you to Fisher House and help sort of shepherd you through this process?
So at that particular location, Chris, it was the Army as escorts. But when we got to the Fisher House, it was open arms. And they immediately accommodated two different rooms. And you know what? We didn't have to worry about anything about food or any of that logistics because our time was primarily spent over at the hospital of our son, who was in a very critical stage. So they took that worry away from us, and we were able to walk over there between the Fisher House and the hospital like within a 90 seconds. It was that close.
Wow. And tell us about the other people, the other families staying at Fisher House in Landstuhl when you were there.
You know, you immediately start bonding because in the Fisher House, while you have your own room and facilities, the rest of the facility is open, and the kitchen is open, laundry facilities. I mean, it's a very all-inclusive type of environment. You immediately understand you're not in this alone, that you have other parents, you have other spouses, you have family members, and you're going through this together. So I can't say enough about what type of chance you have on trying to not only deal with your own loved one, but you're meeting others that are going through the same journey. And that was so important. We still, to this day, and it's been over 9 years ago, have friends that we've met and kept in touch and still have that type of community support.
Yeah.
And also, to Craig's point, that was only our first experience with Fisher House.
Right.
We actually, from there, went to Bethesda, Maryland, once they were able to bring Corey stateside, and stayed in a Fisher House there. Then from there, we went down to Tampa Polytrauma Unit in Florida, the VA there, and we lived in a Fisher House for a whole year.
Wow.
Now, we made a lot of friendships there, and to your point, these are people at these facilities for all different reasons. In Landstuhl, it was critical cases of young men and women coming out from the battlefield.
Sure.
But back on the state side, it could be a retired military person. It could be their spouse. Someone might be suffering cancer. Someone might have a baby that, you know, was a preemie and had to go into care. But it was long-term stay, anywhere from a few days to a week to months to, you know, right, as with us, up to a year.
And of course, any normal family would be bankrupted by that if Fisher House were not there.
Exactly. There would have been no way we could have given our son the care we did without the Fisher House.
And the government doesn't accommodate this. Fisher House does, and the Fisher family, a wonderful family, and I've met several members of the family, and I'm sure that you have too. And just wonderful, caring people, patriotic people who saw a need and jumped in to fill that need, and they very generously contribute their family's wealth that they're proud to contribute to Fisher House. And I am too. And listen, God bless the both of you, Craig, Annie. Thank you for being here. How is Corey now? Oh, I think we lost the phone.
We got him here.
All right. Thank you both for being here, Craig and Annie Remsburg, and their son, Corey, an Army Ranger, hit by an IED in Afghanistan and still dealing with the consequences many years later. The number is 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560. Please give generously. We do this once a year and only once a year. And we try to really do what we can for the people at Fisher House. We have a great and patriotic listening audience, and we always do them proud. Let's put it that way. 888-294-8560 for Fisher House.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
an official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use it directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and learn if you qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Initiative. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free tax debt analysis at 800-405-1225 now. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I think I've run out the clock, but I have many funny stories here. Here's a nearly hilarious one. There's a, they call it a dating app, I think. Isn't that what they call it, a dating app? It's called Grindr. This is the for the gay, right? This is the gay app where you just meet up randomly with people and, you know, have sex on a city bus or something. Well, you'll never guess what the president of Grindr just...
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.